in, everybody. You are watching Davin's Den on Ustreams live from the compound and listening to it online. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than finding out your lesbian girlfriend forgot to cut her nails. Joey, let me use the music early.
It's called fading it out.
Maybe. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. The number to call is 877-962-6846. If you want to call us, if you want to chat, you can do so on our Facebook page, on the Ustream Live from the Compound page, on morelikeradio.com, on markradio.net, and Clutch and Wiggle Entertainment Radio's chat. We've got a lot of chats, kids.
A lot of chats.
Live.
I hope we're on all these stations. I'm hoping for the best. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. As always, I am joined by Long Island's Joe Curry.
Hello, how is everybody doing? Good evening.
Rockland County's Pip Healy's.
Hey.
And behind the camera, Long Island's own, the treasure, Anthony Cumbia.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
The treasure. Better.
I hope we're on. There's a lot of technical shit that I don't like that we have to do now.
I know. It's like whirling hands.
We can, like, launch a space shuttle with the amount of shit we got going on.
With just what's sitting on this table.
I don't think they had this much stuff when they launched the first Apollo rocket.
They probably didn't. Much like them, we'll land in the ocean.
Are we sure the O-rings are okay on this desk?
Yeah. It's a little cold. Won't hurt them.
All right. Well, I think we're on. I'm going to try to monitor all of these things. Yeah, thank you, Anthony. I'm trying to just monitor my own one stupid computer. I got like 4 dozen chats. Well, at some point, I'm going to have to bug James Thomas, our web guy, to maybe create a chat room just for us.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, would it be awesome?
Just one.
As I shell out more money, would that really be awesome for you? I bet that would.
Well, maybe James would volunteer.
I'm sure he won't.
No,
he's fucking volunteered enough stuff. He's done enough for us. It's been a busy week. Busy week. Anthony, what's going on with you?
Oh, dead air. Goodness.
Why is it dead air? Why is it dead air? Oh,
what?
So dead air. That's terrible.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Should be good.
Why is it dead? Why is it dead?
Lots of...
of course.
Doesn't that figure?
I'm connected. I don't understand why it's dead.
Yeah, it's connected.
We know it's not a real show unless I'm fucking horsing around with this shit.
Always.
Always.
It's on.
We gotta get a college kid. You ever seen a problem with a computer? Get a college kid.
I know you're not lying.
Yeah.
All right, Ed Cat. We don't think it's a ruse that we just cooked up here.
We need an 8-year-old.
You guys talk amongst yourselves while I attend to these people. You guys do a little show while I take techno.
That's what we're doing, ready?
I have no idea what that's about.
What, not being able to get on there?
On that, yeah. That's one of those things that's the internet.
Oh.
And I'm not too savvy with that, what they call the internet.
The interwebs?
I know how to put this ridiculous video show on. This is now getting sent out somewhere else.
Yeah.
Sounds like your computer. I know that much. I saw the little green lines going, whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop-de.
I can try to sign in with something else.
Make up a new password.
You know what it is? Like these are they hearing you on Ustream at least?
Oh, they should be.
Are you?
All reliable.
We have guests there, but everybody's being pretty quiet. There aren't any of the regulars in yet.
Just give us a fuck you to show we're on. Oh, Christ.
Hey, Kenny, let us know if you can hear this, okay?
Yeah, Kenny, give us a shout.
Kenny, we can see you. Let us know if you can hear us, okay? Because we're having some tech issues. But, you know, if it's Tuesday, it's tech issues.
All right, why don't you
Tuesday.
Guys just discuss Anthony's week and Pip's week, and then we'll get to me and Josh.
All right,
there you
go.
Pretend there's a fucking show going on.
All right.
I'm trying to figure out what I did. Let's see. I was hanging out,
He's just going to make stuff up now?
I've been doing the show, Opieless. Just me and Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, Opie's not feeling
sick.
Well.
Oh, what's the matter?
He's got the trots?
I'm sickly. Carry my bag. I'm sickly. Trots made.
Does he have the incredible bronchitis that we all have?
I think it is. It's that cold cough thing.
Yes.
That was so much fun for me to have.
Yeah.
I thought he had the shits. No, that's what Jimmy was saying. Jimmy loves just fucking around with people. And the truth of the matter is, he didn't have the shits.
Thank you, Kenny. Kenny's telling us now that he can hear and see us.
Oh, good, all right. Good. So we're good on...
we're good on a stream.
Good,
you stream.
Yeah, it was a cold, but Jimmy said that he was squirting out his ass in bed, that he actually shit his bed. And Jimmy does that. Jimmy will not give a straight answer to anything. I was at a wedding, Sam's wedding.
Right, how was that?
A couple weeks ago, and it was fun, a lot of fun, yeah. And I was like, I got to go to the bathroom. Where's the bathroom? And Jimmy, with a totally straight face, goes, yeah, that door right there. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I start walking up to it, and I realize there's a big exit sign over there. Constantly.
And does a really good straight face, too, right?
Oh, yeah. He'll totally say,
we're on. How do we turn the volume down?
Are we blooming people out of the place?
That's the tough part.
There's the key, gents. We don't know how to turn the volume down. We thought we did.
Do that thing again where you just completely turn the volume
move
to zero.
Move the slider down
to zero.
Oh, they're telling me to move it down on EdCast.
On okay. EdCast. Oh, all right.
Not as many complications as Ustream. Plug and play.
Master volume.
Yeah.
Let's see.
My week was pretty good. Except for on
is that
Saturday.
Gavin owes me a pair of headphones and an eardrum.
You've got a good roasting.
Yeah, I burned my back so bad.
How did you
gardening.
Burn your back?
Gardening.
That?
Yeah, but you know what? I wore 100. Was it SPF?
Yeah.
Every place except for on the place on my back where I can't reach.
My
husband
closed the show.
He was sleeping.
You know that.
Wake his ass up.
I didn't wake his ass up, and now I have a roasting. I could smell something baking, and it was me.
Keep going.
Yeah, no, actually, I didn't think I was as bad as I was until the next day. And yesterday I wore a shirt that I guess had some kind of, like, slight, like, itchy, scratchiness to it.
Right.
And I didn't know. I was wild to get home from work because I was
rubbing up against walls.
I was rubbing up against walls like a bear.
The bear's got an itch.
I love the tech talk at the same time.
Yeah.
I know.
It's called shucking and jiving, fuckers.
Shucking and jiving.
Shucking and jiving.
Riffing.
So what were you planning?
Well, you know, I have this crazy...
My husband.
Yes. I'm glad you guys got to see him before I did away with him. Right. That's a little bit of a
nice enough guy. That's for sure.
Thanks. Yeah, you know what? I think I'm gonna keep him.
Divorce is expensive as shit.
How long your kids been together?
Well, we've been together 11 years, but we got married a year and a half ago.
You were living in sin.
That's right.
Yeah,
Jesus
we did.
Would be mad.
That's
I know.
Right.
You know, we really didn't care. We told Jesus to suck it.
Oh, what a threesome.
Bring that board in here.
And he did.
On your nails. I have ideas for those. Well, the horny crown. Now I know.
We made Jesus dirty.
Well, Gavin's joining Blaspheming the Lord. I guess you fixed out all the technical stuff.
I don't know if we have. They said Pip was overmodulating.
Sorry.
This is fascinating radio for the people when I talk
technology.
Why the hell can't we get a Japanese intern? Really?
That'd be nice.
She could give you a half an inch and she could fix the board.
Fix board!
Throw fireworks around with
actually, maybe she
could put her,
we could
put her up
back
on the big screen. We just couldn't show her pubes. Yeah. It would be a fantastic thing.
His name would be Ching Wow.
All right, you guys go along. I'm getting more instructions. Go along.
Oh, are you? Are you?
A missive is coming in.
What are they saying?
A missive.
What they're saying, Roxwell is saying that I love that this sleep medicine is over the counter.
Right, now it's
now
it's
it. What?
Multiple
you fixed this shit
clock.
Then.
Yeah, I know.
Fucker, we don't know what we're doing.
Gina Tech, get in here and help us out.
is it still too loud?
Yeah, we did. Right? Go to the levels.
Pretty illustration.
We turned everything down, though.
Did you turn the level down to zero on coming into the computer? Remember, double click on the.
No, I don't remember.
All right, right click on the
control
speaker.
Now.
I have it on mute right now. All right,
who's
so go to recording
four?
Devices.
Am I number four?
I don't know. There you go. Are you?
I'm fine.
And then there's
there
the levels.
Okay.
One.
Yeah, somebody was on mute, and I have no idea who.
Huh.
Okay.
So what were you planning?
Besides the husband?
Yes.
Yeah, he's just making fertilizer.
Really?
I'm ripping up the front lawn and I'm putting flowers
I'm
and
just
going
to come into the picture
really?
A minute
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
don't feel like mowing a lawn?
No, I don't want...
Ooh.
No, you know what? There's very few things that I won't do.
Mic.
Right.
I won't do mowing the lawn.
And now
really?
Go to
yeah, because you know what part of it is?
And I'll pull that down. Oh, that is
and this is a little bit goofy, but I'm kind of afraid of the blades underneath.
They're under you. They're not going to hurt you.
I know, but I'm still afraid of it. And also, obviously, from what I did to my back, I can't be out in the sun. I'm not like a normal person. I need to live in a bubble.
See, I tried to teach my wife how to ride a lawnmower.
I'm glad you finished that sentence.
Oh,
hi,
well, yeah. What we call that.
Hi, everybody. Just trying one thing.
Is that code, Joe?
No.
Look at the dream.
She tries to look at the lawnmower, and she winds up on exit 70
right?
in the expressway. Remember on a Munster's, he has an old reference, but a Munster's when he would take the car dealership and moving all the cars real fast.
No.
That's what you look like mowing the lawn.
Figure this out.
You have a ride-on mower?
Oh, yeah.
How big of a lawn do you have?
I got an acre.
Do you?
Yeah.
Holy crap. Wow, I had no idea. See, I don't live in an area where you can afford an acre.
Yeah, believe me, I can barely afford it.
Pretty much that's as low as it goes.
Yeah, no, so
How low can you go?
We actually will spend the money, and we have somebody come over and mow the lawn. Because But you know, we tried to do it. We just can't keep up with it. Yeah. And it's just like a problem.
It keeps growing. Happens
every spring.
I know. It's like, you know, I tried to go out there with one of those big sickles. That doesn't work.
Try something else. No, I just can't get the idea.
I will change my own oil. I will paint. I will clean anything. Whoa, hello. Now we can't hear ourselves. Okay. Yeah, that was bad.
It's sunny, it's not as bad as before. All right, fix it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not as bad as before.
Because I pulled the volume out.
You said, hell with that. We don't want them to hear you.
Now only left channel. Yeah, that's
right.
You ruined it.
Yeah, it's only left channel, huh?
And low.
And low.
Well, now we're going to be half as loud because it's only one channel.
Right.
They go to 11.
Exactly.
It's a lot better when they can only hear half the nonsense.
Right.
What, did we get a mono? Did we flash back to the early 60s?
I got a friggin' solution.
Anthony has a solution. That's like the chief engineer.
I'm afraid.
Don't worry. Gotta go into my pile of shit.
Go into the pile of shit. What's in that pile of shit? Ant's pile of shit. What are we gonna get out of the pile
of shit? Well, the good news is Hawk Radio can hear as well.
Oh, good.
There's one out of four.
So can Ustream.
Hawk Radio, we're getting better.
So can Ustream, even though they're not happy about it.
Less like radio by the time we get done
with it. Anthony's plowing through his bag of tricks.
I know, there's literally...
pile of shit.
No, wait a second. Now
I hear nothing.
If I had all that stuff in my car, what would you call it? All
right, now they hear nothing.
Oh, they hear nothing.
This is his horde.
No horde. Because there's nothing coming through there yet.
It's really?
Oh, really?
Did you just take us off the air?
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
Are we still on the air with Ustream?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll keep going.
Ustream's still on.
Mother Shucker says, Joanne, mow the lawn.
I love for her to mow the lawn. She don't do nothing. She looks out the window. Can I get a drink of water? I'm vacuuming. Turn the vacuum cleaner off and get me a drink of water before I drop dead on the floor and you'll have to move my fat ass. She looks out the window like I'm Mr.
My brother used to mow the lawn when we had a two-family together.
Right. Mom,
that was
right?
his job.
Yeah, just
because
mom.
I just don't.
Or just one channel?
That's the one job I won't do.
Yeah, just go with that.
And,
just one channel.
But he want me to congratulate him for doing it at the end of being done with it. He'd let it go really tall, and then all of a sudden he'd come to me and be, I mow the lawn.
That's good. You cut grass. Yeah, very good.
I know. It's like, do I have to pat you on the head and give you a snack?
You're kicking the ass.
I was like, you know what? I do a lot of the other stuff.
I hate mowing the lawn. In my house, I got my front of my house, which I cut on Saturday, and then the back of the house, I had to leave and not cut because
this
I had to do
it. Phil sounds like fascinating. It's like they've gotten down to lawn mowing. I love it.
You're fucking waiting on the other topic.
It's fucking great. I just wanted to check in with my show and see what it was.
But that's a good theory because you want to take care of the area that's
right,
the
it's better now.
Area
all
so
right.
can see it.
All right.
And then the crap in the backyard. Right. It's like, okay, maybe you have two neighbors that are going to yell at
the left side. He's put up a new fence for one of them, so we should shut his yap.
Oh, fucked up.
Did
you happen to see the pictures
two quarters into one quarter. We're set.
What's the name of the guy that Rodney King? Did you happen to see any pictures what happened to him? He was in the pool, and they had pictures of these giant tarps spread across both sides of his backyard so that people can see him in the pool.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. Because they had a picture of the two cops like walking past the pool because that's fascinating. You know, we need to see. Oh, let's go see the pool. Actually, that is kind of interesting. If he died in it, you do want to see
pool. What is it like? It's like two batons in the bottom of the pool.
No, they were chucking. They kept chucking batons into the pool. They're like, he's done. Stop.
Yeah, but you know what's ridiculous? What did he win? Like $2 million.
I forget the amount.
He rifled through all of that money.
Because he's an alcoholic.
Wasn't he on that
Dr.
Drew show?
That's a lot of alcohol.
Imagine if Anthony didn't have a job. Imagine if you had more means, how much alcohol you would rifle through.
Oh, please. Oh, honey.
I'd be rifling.
The man is doing you a favor by keeping you poor.
That's perfect.
The man's keeping you down for your own good.
Thank you,
you don't like when Big Brother intervenes, but he's doing you a favor, Joe.
That's
he's
right.
keeping you alive.
I don't drink all the time.
Don't do me any
favors. You don't drink all the time. You can't afford to drink all the time.
We don't drink a lot.
If you could drink, if you could drink all the time, you'd be a complete man.
I love drinking. I really do. I fucking drinking rules.
Drinking rules.
I wish I could do it every day. I really do. Come home, have a sip. My next house, I want a local bar. 2 doors down from my house.
Oh, you
want? So I can walk in and go, "Hi, Ed. How you doing, Joe? The regular? 5 shots of Jack Daniels and half this keg?
Jesus.
And I'll have it. Sure. And then I'll sit there and tell stories, and people won't give a shit. Just like usual. So,
you want one of those divey old man bars right on the corner. You don't want new people coming in and bothering you. You just want the same old crowd, and they'll be like this.
Oh, when you walk into those bars and they just look at you?
Yeah.
Everybody kind of stares. Yeah, that's
how you doing?
That's a real welcoming feeling.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
What do you got on tap? Schaefer.
Yeah, old brews that only like, you know, your aunt, your uncles used to drink when they were coming over for
you got Schmitz,
New Year's.
You had Schmitz. You had Meisterbrau. I remember the Schmitz commercial when they did it. Years ago, they tried to pander to the working people, and he's like, "Schmidt's beer, it's not for guys that style poodles. It's not for guys that style it's not for faggots."
All right.
Whoa.
I know. Well, that's what he was saying that they're saying.
Whoa. Don't you think a fag is going to drink that beer?
We'll get to that. Did we cover that story yet?
Yeah, we'll
cover
it.
Last week.
No, we
didn't
cover that yet.
We'll get to the fags. Speaking of fags and beer and bars, I saw Joe play this weekend.
God, what a segue.
Are you back in the show? What are you doing? Are you doing tech stuff or are you back with us?
I'm multitasking. I'm watching The Millionaire on his hands and knees looking for shit from Radio Shack. I'm listening to you guys go down memory lane with alcoholism and mowing the lawn. And I'm trying to see if we're on every fucking note. But I got nothing to fucking do over here.
What's even better is combining the two.
Yes.
Oh, my dad used to be a landscaper.
Going back to the lawn.
We are going back to the lawn.
I'm ready to roll.
Well, let's say you're ready to roll.
All right.
Well, when I paid attention to
you. Are you joining us now?
I guess. He's, my show.
He's going to go back to tech. Watch. He's going to start talking.
Oh, I'm going to get yelled at me. Once Anthony plugs something in, all beds are off.
All right.
So I saw, for the first time ever, I saw my pal play live music.
Oh, that's
right. I appreciate that. How long did it take? About 2 hours to get down there, right?
No, it took an hour or so.
Oh, okay. Good.
The funny thing is, where you play Dingbats is right across the place from a place where I was in the only movie I've ever been in.
Really?
I was in a zombie movie, believe
you. You were in a movie?
Exactly.
I didn't know that.
Reaction.
Yeah.
He was only eating kosher people. The Jewish zombie. This kosher, I'm going to check it.
I would spit you out.
Yeah.
These brains are trained. Yeah.
He only wandered through Muncie.
I was in an awful movie called Nightmare in Shallow Point, and it was...
I love that one.
What year did that win the Oscar? 98.
Charlie.
I played a comic playing a dying bar got eaten by zombies, so it was really no stretch for me.
Doesn't that happen most
pretty much.
So let me get this straight. You were doing your set?
I'm pretending I'm doing my set, then I get attacked by zombies. They actually had my wife, who's my girlfriend at the time, dressed as a zombie. And I was right across the street at Dingo's Den. From where you were playing. So, both of them. See, I started there, and you're finishing there.
Yeah.
Our careers are around.
Dingo's Den.
Full circle.
I wish we should call the show, "Welcome to Dingo's Den, where I go to eat babies." Dingo's Den.
After the way this fucking started, not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking.
So I go outside and I see Michael McClinton. Now, me and Mike, the lead singer, he thinks there's bad blood between us, but there's not.
After everything you've said.
But Anthony, it's not personal.
Of course, he just poured his heart and soul into something and you called him a lump of shit.
No, here has been my issue with Mike. I have no problem with what he's doing. It's the bullshit. It's the bullshit that he led Joe on. But he's not Roger Clemens. He can't get away with the bullshit.
Oh,
he's not as good with that. Uh-huh. So, but stupid, you know, he's like the jury. He believes the horse shit and bullshit that's being dealt with him. So I felt bad for Joe. But, I mean, as far as, you know, listen, you're not going to play an Amway convention of 20,000 people and sell your CDs. That's not happening. I saw them in a bar in Jersey. I was happy to see them in a bar in Jersey.
Yeah.
No, they were rocking out. They were doing their thing. A couple of observations before the show. First of all, Michael said he wanted to call on last week and yell at Pip and call her stupid. And I said, I have no issue with that.
Call me stupid about what?
I don't know. You were fucking up one of your Father's Day stories.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to yell at you.
Oh, okay, fine.
So me and Mike are having a pleasant conversation. And out comes Johnny Race.
Oh, boy.
So Johnny Race is like a 50-year-old guitarist who's living the dream of 1986. So I love Johnny. Johnny Race. I love the enthusiasm, but at the end of the day, you're still a manager at Chili's. That's cool. That's cool.
Hey, why just walk through? It's called in the bad, you know, bad blood. I don't know. This guy's an asshole.
So I said, hey, Johnny, good to see you. He goes, rock and roll. No.
That's
I go, no,
phrase.
That's you. You're rock and roll, Johnny. But you don't greet somebody with rock and roll. That's like, you know, me walk. That's like walking up to Anthony and go, hey, Ant. DJ.
Yeah. Walking up to you. Act a comic. Yeah.
Exactly. Walking up to Joe. Do the raffles. Oh, you know, the usual shit.
But he's not saying it like that's his calling card.
Yes, he does.
What?
Oh,
what?
Yes.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Little
since
do you know.
The 80s.
I don't know if you know.
Thank
this,
you.
No, no, no.
Johnny used to be Anthony's brother-in-law.
Johnny Race was married to my sister, Dawn.
Holy
must be very
crap.
Proud of the family.
Wow.
So I got to hear rock and roll a lot.
Everybody,
this is an incestuous little group here.
Oh, isn't it? We all know each other.
He actually scared the shit out of Eddie Trunk one time. He yelled, why did he yell rock and roll at Eddie Trunk?
Wow, I had no idea. No, but I thought he was saying that, like, you know, like, cool, man, or dig it, or I don't
know.
No,
when somebody says greeting, when somebody says hello and says your name, you say hello back.
Right,
that's what adults do. So, so he did not do that. And again, I love Johnny because he's living the gimmick, and that's what I think
Yeah.
Well, that's what they call wrestlers to do the same thing. You know, like when Triple H doesn't break character, it's the same fucking
okay,
thing.
Okay, he doesn't break character.
So
okay,
I get it. Yeah. I'm not into it, but I get it. So Johnny got to understand. Johnny Race is a big Ace Frehley fan.
Oh, the biggest.
So he got a tattoo of like Ace Frehley's signature on his back. And posted that on Facebook.
Yes, he did.
That is very gay and creepy. Now, and then he meets Ace Frehley. And what's Ace supposed to fucking do? Smile and hope you get the serial killer away from you. Mm. I mean,
did he sign his back?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Johnny got the tattoo of it.
Oh, Sam Roberts has done that.
Doesn't really make it better.
Sam did it. Jack White just recently, and before that, he's got Rob Zombie's.
Really?
It's wifey.
Why is it gay?
Adults should not do that.
Why? I'm asking
get an
why.
Autograph, another man's name, signed name on you.
It's unless
like
it's right above your ass and was here.
Well, then it would be gay and creepy, but
he
I'm
really
I'm
was here, you know?
Yeah.
He got in his old New York groove, so to speak.
You know what, though? If you were a super fan.
Yeah.
Still, all right. Let's take back. I was.
That's why I don't understand.
I used to listen to Anthony's show when he was on 102.7 in the afternoon. I was a big fan of it and everything.
That.
You take me to meet Anthony the first time. I go, hey man, really big fan. Look at that tattoo I got of you guys. Are you gonna be a little creepy?
I'd be like, oh, that's great.
Yeah. And then he'd be like, Joe, get this son of a bitch out of my fucking house. It's creepy.
If let's say hanging out at the beach, right?
Yeah.
And my chick starts like drowning, and Ace Frehley jumps in and saves her life.
All right.
Even then, I wouldn't get his tattoo on my fucking back or arm or anywhere.
Well, now
there's no reason.
And well, you didn't like her that much, did
you?
In defense of those who get tattooed, and I can't believe I'm doing this. You're really not that fond of the girls you're with. So
that's not fair.
I have such a bad rap.
I know.
Dora.
I said that.
So, in particular.
So I haven't really seen Johnny since the tattooing. But whatever, I'm not going to say.
Like you were there.
So then one of them with Clinton hangers on.
That's what other people said about his grandparents.
Oh God! I'm out.
I have not seen you since the tattooing.
You're a horrible human being.
Hey, my grandparents died in the concentration camps too.
Shot in the war for the Germans.
Yeah, fell out of a guard tower.
That old gag. See, it doesn't matter how many zeros you put at the end of a joke. A hack joke's a hack joke.
That really is.
So there's McClinton hangers on, which is a riot in its own right. So Johnny comes outside, and they're like, you'll never guess. Ace Frehley released some of the people of Ace's band. Not the musicians, but like the bouncer, and like the head roadie and shit. And like, yeah, like the bodyguard. Ace's bodyguard is here, and they're telling Johnny all excited about it. And like, so I go to Johnny and go, hey, you gonna get a tattoo of the bodyguard too?
Oh, man.
Johnny was not pleased. Michael laughed his ass off.
Did he look at you and say,
rock and roll. Oh, man.
Well, also,
I thought Johnny was going to throw a guitar pick at me in disgust. Oh,
there was also one, Johnny has this outfit he wears. It's this
outfit.
This pinstripe suit that he wears.
No.
Yes, he does. And we were playing a gig a couple of years ago, and he comes in with wearing this pinstripe suit. Now, you know me. I really don't make waves. I'm like, nah, see, we're going to play rock, see? Nah, see, you mugs. And see, I got a guitar. See, I'm going to use it. Oh, that's Paul. Right, so, I had to apologize to the guy, right?
So, apologize for you.
Are you
kidding? Just order a round of pot stickers. Next time you go to his fucking Chili's, you'll be fine.
He made a little unhappy rock and roll face when I did that.
Oh, rock and roll.
Anyway, he comes out on stage wearing the pants from the suit, and this guy just shit his pants. It's a fucking pants. Holy shit. See?
God, I hope he shit his own pants and not Johnny's. Ugh.
My jacket's in the dry cleaner, see? I gotta wear the bottom pants, see?
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, man, it was cool seeing you. Cool seeing you do your thing. I noticed a couple things. For some reason, Joe Came Alive on their finale, which is like, oh, this must be his favorite song. Unfortunately, it's not a McClinton song. It's a Genesis song. And they play it really well. Like, I don't like Genesis that much, but they do a really good cover.
It's actually Phil Collins.
Whoever the fuck it is.
In Tonight.
Yeah. And they rock it out, and they do a great... They rock it out. They do great. But the funny thing is, there's really not a lot of keyboard parts in the beginning, so you look over and you just see Joe jamming out to air guitar.
Why can't I have fun? Yes. Why can't I have fun?
I didn't say you couldn't. But it looked like the only time that night you were having fun.
I will.
That was my only observation.
Well, there's a couple of guitars out of tune. And then Johnny looks at me and goes, rock and roll, with the most horrendous buzz coming out of his guitar. And he's like, rock and roll! I go, do you realize there's a buzz coming out of your guitar? Fix it.
But yeah, I mean, it was good seeing them.
Yeah.
You know. I could make observations, but I don't know if you want me to. Basically, what I think
you are a sucker for punishment.
No,
really.
It's not really bad. No, basically, what I think about. First of all, they were fine live. You know, there was a lot of them on the stage. There was a crowded stage. And everything.
Yeah.
They got gypped because they were doing they had technical difficulties, so they couldn't play their full 45 minutes. So there's a lot of stress.
I hate that.
The guys were stressed. I know Mike was pissed off about that. He's like, normally you have 3 more songs.
Yeah.
Well, normally I have funny shows, but this doesn't always happen.
It happens. Yeah.
Exactly. I call it every Tuesday night. Yeah. Listen, Mike. Mike is going for that growl in his vocals and everything.
Yeah.
And I know he likes to write these things like he wrote for Daughtry.
Right.
And he's got a good band behind him. He should write for the growl. The ballad thing, not really what McClinton, in my opinion, should be going for. Like, if you guys rock and Mike goes for the growl, just goes, all right, I'm going to be a badass rocker and do the growl thing, and you guys play as hard as you can, you guys are going to be good.
Yeah.
You know, that's just my observation.
Yeah.
No, all right, Joe. It's not really critical. It's just my opinion.
Oh, it is.
No, we need a couple of more rocket tunes. I think we should.
You guys were fun. I was happy to see you do your thing.
Yeah, it's nice to have you. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, Mike was like fucking afraid that I was going to make fun of him tonight. I'm like, no. I go, there's somebody else in the band who's caught my attention.
Johnny stepped into the sights. Yeah. Oh, man.
So it was quite the musical weekend. For me,
nice.
On Saturday morning, I had my daughter's recital to a dancer. She's 5.5 years old. This is her hip hop recital. Uh-oh. I have laid out about $700 for this.
$700 for a hip hop recital?
First of all,
for the classes, you mean?
First of all, her costume was like their theme was caveman.
Yeah.
So she had like a furry vest and furry leg warmers. It looked like fucking Lily Munster's hair as a fucking bathroom rug. And that cost me an additional $50 for this show.
Whoa.
Now, my kid's not very good at following the form and everything. She's not very good. Like, she can dance freestyle and she's fine.
Because she's 5.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you think she's auditioning for the Rockettes?
Yeah. But they never tell me that, hey, maybe should help her or we can record. They never throughout the whole course of the whole dancing let me see what the hell she's doing. They lock me out. Because they know it's a fuck up. That's why.
Oh. They lock you out of what?
I can never see them practice. They never let the parents see them practice. They ain't got kids 5, 6, 7 years old.
Who are you, Bob Fosse? I mean, what are you going to do?
Bob Fosse.
He's a big dancer.
He's a choreographer.
Uh-huh.
No, but if I can record the dance and go and help my kid with it.
We did it
for Bella.
Bands,
hands, hit.
How are you?
I'm trying to picture Bella leading the dance.
No, because you
at home.
If you record it, she can watch.
Right,
you can help her through it.
Yeah.
All right.
So now tickets for this thing are $16 a pop.
$16?
Wow.
Exactly.
Oh, there's a merch table.
$16 a pop. And we cannot record our kids because they're going to have professional recordings.
Bullshit.
No, that's
that will
bullshit.
Be for sale.
Exactly.
That's for
sale. Yeah.
Yeah. My kid's up there for 2.5 fucking minutes. At this point, I'm going to do a reference that you guys will understand. At this point, I am feeling like, you remember the Brady Bunch when Peter Brady had that dream, or not Peter Brady, the youngest, Bobby Brady, had the dream that Jesse James robbed the fucking train.
Oh,
Jesse James killed my father.
Yeah. Yeah. I was one of the passengers on that fucking train.
Watching the murder. Watching.
Just giving my money away.
Watching the thievery.
So I'm like, fuck this shit. I'm a renegade. I'm bringing my own damn camcorder in.
Uh-oh.
So I got about 30 seconds in, and the fucking little Nazi came in. You can't do that. I'm like, are you shitting me? For the money I spent for this, I can't record. And then my wife got money. I would have fucking stood up and recorded the whole thing and made a scene. They don't know who they're dealing with. I got fucking nothing to lose.
Well, you gotta do it. So what? Just, if it's only 2 minutes, you just...
Joe was in my fucking lab. I didn't have it high.
Oh, well, did you plan, so you just planned as soon as your daughter started dancing, you would film it?
Yes, Joe.
And you got... Don't yell at me. I'm on your side here, all right?
Joe's on my side.
So I guess by the time he told you to shut it off, you filmed... You
I got 30 seconds into that fucking Nazi song.
They ran over 30 seconds, and he ran...
She
right
got
over.
Fucking right in me.
I would have got pictures of her asshole. I tell you, if she
didn't... Well, sure, she wasn't that attractive, but that's an idea.
That's where that camera would have went.
I just got
my
that.
My favorite part, they had 3 sets of twins. My favorite part of them, they found lisping twins who had identical fucking lisps.
No!
Yes!
No! That's
what that's the price of the ticket.
Yeah,
you know what? I will turn the fucking thing on.
If I went on lisping twins, you can't make that shit up.
Can we buy that?
Like Baba Wallace.
It's Wayne and Wes.
Can we find that tape?
Yeah, really.
I have to get the DVD. You find 3 sets of twins and you find lisping twins. These girls have a future in porn.
Oh, man.
That's a TV pilot right
that
there.
That really is. Wisping wins.
Unlocks.
Why is the Apple iPhone icon up in the middle of the autoplay?
It likes it.
You can shut that down.
It does
I might break something.
Just X out of it because I've had to plug my iPhone into charger.
Oh, right.
And I guess it
knows that.
Yeah.
So, oh, God, that's scary.
So then in the back of the room, my wife recommended this guy for a job at her company.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Unbeknownst to us, they play Aerosmith Dream On. Now, for one of the dances. No, not regular Aerosmith Dream On. They got the orchestral version where Steven Tyler's kind of riffing and everything. So it's like Pretty Mama and the girls are fucking dancing. And I'm losing my shit as little girls go, Pretty Mama, really? From the people who bought you pumped up kicks for 6-year-olds.
Is it like dance bombs kind of thing?
No, it's like little girls dancing.
Yeah, I mean, no, there's a show on.
That's Horrible Woman.
But there's a guy that my wife recommended for a job, and apparently in the back of the room, he's like, rock now.
No!
He's fucking going nuts playing air guitar like Joe during his fucking concert.
Yeah, but I'm on a keyboard rig during a fucking show. I'm not sitting in
a dance show. Too stupid.
I did a fucking rock show, not a natural side. What the fucking difference?
Apparently this was his favorite song.
I got fucking guitar players next to me. I got drums behind me. I got a rig in front of me. It's a difference.
So this guy has his own fucking mosh pit.
Yeah.
And I can't record my stupid kid. $700 for this fucking fisting.
Oh, man.
We will not be back.
Damn.
And then my daughter's like, I want to do dance again next year. Do ya? Yeah. Do ya? How about you fucking find a Native American to learn how to dance for rain?
Wow. Wow, you can have her working to bring up the money to
get
back to dancing.
No, keep her off the pole, stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, just in case. Just
$700.
$700 when it's all said and done.
That's a lot.
$50 a month. You're paying for caveman cost, and their dance sucked.
I'm so glad I'm not a parent.
We all are, Joe.
Actually, don't you get a card from the PTA every year?
I'm gonna give you the dance. This was the dance. There was some of this. Play fighting, then they run around in a circle, and then they do the Matrix. That was it. That was the whole fucking dance. $700 for that bitch.
Here's the dance the fucking owner's doing.
Yeah.
Go, girls, go. Pirouette, girls.
I got fucked.
Yeah, you most certainly did. Holy smokes for that. Ugh.
And didn't enjoy
it. But my daughter was happy.
Well, that's all that counts.
So Sunday morning, I got a doubleheader in softball this
this Sunday morning. I got an 8 a.m. game and an 8 p.m. game. Because you know what? You should definitely have fucking old men play really early in the morning, tighten up, and then fucking come back 12 hours later.
So let me ask you a question. I know you're going to get, but what do you do between games?
Well, it was Father's Day. So I went to my sister-in-law's,
right.
And then I went out to dinner with my folks and everything. That was the fucking one. Now, that was not all I did on this day, Joe.
Right.
There was other shenanigans that were involved. Playing second base. I go back for a ball to center field, a flare, hit it with the glove, bare hand, make a tumbling catch, make the play. Very next play, a flare to right field. I go back on the ball, and I found out what the sound of old is. The sound of old is the pop in your knee.
Oh.
My knee went pop. I went down like Jason Bay tracking a fly ball.
Ow.
Just like a fucking ton of bricks, but I stayed in the game.
You did?
Like a fucking man. I stayed in the game.
Hence why you're limping.
Yes. Yeah. Now at this point, I don't realize I can't run. I know I'm in pain. I know I probably should come out of the game. So there's a little pop up to short between second. I try to run in. I can't make it all the way. The shortstop gets it. And the bottom of the six, we're trailing. I'm basically on one leg now. I hit the winning sac fly RBI. Unfortunately, on my way to first base, I took a dirt nap. As I went first fucking base into the dirt.
God,
dirt. It just dropped,
huh? It just gave out.
I can't put weight on. So I got to go. I went to urgent care. Their person who does x-rays isn't in. So I go to the emergency room.
He's probably at the strip joint. You go to the
room. Wait for a caveman dance. I have not been to a doctor in 15 years of any sort. I don't go to doctors or anything. Go to the emergency room. They take care of me real quick. Now they
way to support your people.
It was actually an Indian doctor. Oh, but I see what you went for.
Have you gone to a lawyer?
I see what you did.
You get social credit.
Pile on the Jews. Why don't we just all march in the train? I need a boost to get into that.
Hold on.
Sorry, Amber. Is that too far?
That was too far.
I apologize, my friend.
There is a line.
Yeah, of course. We don't usually find it.
Right. We usually pole vault over that line.
Yeah, I don't know where it is.
So they take an x-ray, but I don't need an x-ray. My knee is, it's not like a bone thing. It's a muscle thing. But I need a doctor for an MRI. Does that make sense, though, that they can't do an MRI?
Well, with the way insurance works and everything else, and doctors, you have to go. They have a gimmick figured out. It's a great scheme.
Yeah.
You have to go to a doctor to be recommended to get an MRI, because how the hell is that other doctor going to make money? They all are in cahoots. And then the MRI guy will be like, all right, well, I recommend you now go see this guy. It's a big fucking, it's like the mob. They're all sending out the loan shark, and they're sending the fucking, the murder incorporated guy, and then they're all in cahoots.
But I have insurance, and I'm a gimpy Jew. Shouldn't that count for something?
Oh, the insurance, they love it. Cha-ching, they see it and go, how many doctors can we get to sap off of this friggin' insurance policy?
Yeah.
Every
time I get a chest cold, they
send me off. So you're telling me for the second time on the weekend, I got fucked.
Yes.
I sure did get a lot of action this weekend.
You sure did.
So I did not get an MRI, so, I just went on with my day. I'm not going to see an orthopedist till next week when I come back from my road trip and everything.
And he's going to be driving. Oh, it's the right knee, too.
But, it doesn't. I just can't
just
really
need an ankle.
What?
To drive. Yes. Just need an ankle to drive, really.
Good point. But that was my fucking weekend. Quite exciting.
An injury.
I'm injured. So now when Anthony takes out the firearms, I won't run away.
Oh.
I'm a big slow target now.
Yeah. There's no sport in that.
No.
I know, exactly.
Shooting the crippled one.
Put me out of my misery, A.M.
He's going after the slowest one in the herd.
Culling the herd.
Yeah.
Culling the herd.
Of course not.
Wow.
No, that's really too bad. I look forward to hearing what the results are. What exactly popped?
So the emergency room said that there's a little extra gapping in my ACL. Now, he doesn't know my ACL's a whore.
That's dirty.
I don't know. I'm sure I popped something. I don't know. I might be on the. I might not play anymore this year. It could be it.
Could be career ending.
DL.
Well, it could be. But if I went out, at least I went out with the game winning RBI.
I mean, your comedy.
No, I can do sit down comedy. There'll be no ends. The punishment
career ending.
Career.
Damn it.
Just bring an acoustic guitar as a prop. Then you can sit on any stool you want.
Oh, God.
you know what?
That's actually not a bad idea.
You don't have to play it.
Strum it and never play a fucking solo. I hate this asshole. Are they really? They play a chord and a half and they never play a solo.
And then they tell a story.
It's so awful.
Ching, 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 ching. Put it down, tell an awful joke, move along.
Yeah. I hate that when a comic gets off and somebody comes out with the guitar stand and the guitar, and then the guy's like, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to bring on stage the next... And you're just like,
this is going to suck. Yeah.
I'd like to bring out a guitar and a stand and never touch the thing and just have people wonder
about it. Oh, that'd be like, why did he do this?
Are we on the stream now? We're probably loading the stream.
Loading,
Mother Shocker is playing and talking.
Yeah, they're on there, motherfuckers.
Mother Shocker.
Mother Shocker. I know Mother Shocker, yes. Yeah, it's, if they can't get it, that's their fucking end.
It's never our problem. Of course. We never fuck shit up here.
No.
I call it pass the buck.
And as a Jew, I'll intercept that buck. Thank you for passing it over here. See, I can play, I can be anti-Semitic too. It's not just for the Goyim anymore. I'm like what the family likes to call a self-hating Jew.
Oh, yes.
And we'll get to a self-hating Jew in a little while.
Yes, we will.
For the Goyim.
But I guess we shall move on with the ongoing Flory story.
Oh, yeah.
Bring on the Flory story.
Hang on one second.
I pretty much thought this
was dead.
What's going on? Oh, sorry, Joe's getting music.
Theme music. Flory story.
Oh, we take that musical interlude. So I really felt the bit was dragging. I was going to end it. We did a last ditch effort last week for my wife, Big Pippa Pump. Called my African love and in a very calm manner said to, you know, hey, he's my man. I got two kids. I was expecting Pip to go all psycho, but I don't when Joe and Pip take on these characters, I don't give them any direction. I say, all right, let's see what they do. The call was a little lackluster. It really didn't go anywhere. It wasn't Pip's fault. She brought it as she could. Flory wasn't understanding the English.
Didn't understand what I was talking about.
Well, and I've had them intervene twice. Joe did a fucking phenomenal phone call.
Yeah, he did.
But essentially killed the fucking bit. Pip did a lackluster phone call, but revived the bit.
I'm sorry.
Because remember we said, well, should Davin call, or, you know, maybe hold back? I said, well, let's hold back. Let's see what happens. So I open up the email, the Facebook the next day after Pip's phone call, and there's my beloved.
I can't believe it.
Good morning, Davin. How are you today? Hope good. Please, we need to talk online as soon as you read my letter. I received a call from your wife last night.
I can't believe it. Holy bitch.
And she said that I take his husband from her.
Those words exactly.
Exactly like that, because I was stumbling over myself.
Please, baby. I need to talk to you now. Come online now so that we can settle this issue. Hope to hear from you soon. Have a nice day. XOXOXO Flory. And I'm thinking, game on, motherfucker.
Wow.
Big Pimpa Pump just broke that. Can't speak still. Breathe some life into this shit.
I can't believe all the bullshit I was slinging at her.
It was an awful phone call.
I
really went nowhere.
I
wasn't
just,
your fault. Joe had a phenomenal fucking phone call with yak and farm animals and killed the fucking bit.
Yeah. I was just wailing bullshit at her. She went stuck and nothing. Because
it all fucking stuck.
Wow.
If you can remind me, where is she from again?
Benin. The Benin Republic.
Benin Republic.
Right next to Nigeria.
Oh.
The garden spot.
Oh, yes.
So I write, oh my gosh, Flory, I'm so sorry. I never wanted you to be caught in the middle of this. She is crazy. It sounds like I'm going to have to make arrangements to leave this ship early, working a cruise line in the Atlantic Ocean, I wish. And get home and make her understand that her and her ugly autistic kids are over.
Oh!
Because remember, she was talking about my kids, Chubb and Opie, and apparently Opie is autistic. He can't even get to work anymore.
Oh, man.
I said, Cocoa Pebbles rule does not come out of a white blazer.
What?
I mean,
wow, you are an awful human being.
Because I like to push with her.
Yeah.
Hug babe. I'm so sorry. I will make this right so we can finally start our life together. It is about you and me. I have thought long and hard about your vision for us with the comedy tour where you dance the salsa and the flamenco. It is really what I want more than anything. Flopping is no job for me.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I need to focus on the comedy. I just got panicked for money with the lawsuit with the Dice Clay, Larry Moe, Curly Tour, and your need for money and my lawyer, Michael McClinton, causing me all sorts of... But you don't want to hear this. I know. No long stories. I will stop. I'm so sorry, my love. I will make this right by you. I love you more than a southern trucker loves the Waffle House. That is a lot.
That is
love.
Yeah,
that
is love.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Rock and roll indeed, my friend.
Chicken and waffles.
Chicken and waffles. Chicken and waffles.
And she writes back, this is all on Wendy. Dearest soulmate Davin.
Soulmate.
Wow.
The girls.
Holy crap, she gets all hot and horny when she hears the crazy wife's coming.
Oh, good one.
Uh-oh.
Well, at least she's fucking bored.
Man down.
Joe just fucking dropped his beer.
All over the place.
A small spill.
Rosie, only half a bounty.
Should I continue? Only half a
bounty.
Yeah, we're listening.
It's not the Exxon Valdez. It's fucking Budweiser.
There's a fish on your notebook.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the lug that's going to be in later. Yeah. Maybe you're wondering right now where I am. Just like how I wonder where you are. I just told you, I'm in the Atlantic Ocean. I know we're both far away from each other. Maybe thousands or millions of miles away.
Millions of miles? Are you on Mars?
I'm on Saturn.
I'm like Johnny Reese, baby. I'm Space Ace.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll indeed.
I'm still happy because no matter where you are, I know there's someone special who's waiting for me at the end of the road. Too many people, too many challenges, too many surprises. Everything about in this world is too many. Maybe we'd meet all of them, but I know our hearts will always find a way to be together. I have so many experiences I want to share with you. Like so many experiences you also like to share with me. Experiences that I've never shared to anyone but myself.
That sounds like we need a quicker picker-upper.
Yeah, really.
I would share every stories. Stories that made me cry and laugh for so many years. Stories that I know someday people might forget. Never. But will stay forever as I tell it to you. You betcha, it's all recorded, stupid. We will both feel sad and happy as we both listen to each other.
Sad and happy.
These stories will serve as our introduction to our own chapter of life. We'll read them all together without any tears. Cuz, spelled C-O-Z.
She thinks you're a relative.
That's why she's all amorous again.
We both know we are now here for each other to listen, to understand, and to love. In times of happiness, I would like you to carry me as I celebrate and hold me when sadness conquers my moments.
Oh, you're Jesus?
Yes, I am.
It sounds like you're going to be herniated before the night's out.
You're carrying that bad broad.
Bad broad.
I would like to know the feelings of being not afraid of anything because of your security that surrounds me when I'm with you.
Oh, boy.
I will be brave and brave and brave to run the sand on the beach without getting tired of stumbling. I can't run anymore, sweetheart. I need down.
The beaches of Somalia.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, as we dodge the pirate gunfire.
So romantic.
Because no matter how much I bruise, when I beat the shit out of you, stupid, I know there's someone at my back that would heal all of those pains on my knee. It's like she had a premonition. Why was she healthy?
I think she took you out.
My love,
Davin.
Witch doctor.
My love, Davin, please tell me, what is going on with your wife? What is the problem between you and your wife? I want you to open up to me. Please, please, my love, try to settle with your wife because I don't want to hear from her that I take her husband away from her. I beg you, Davin, try to settle with her. Kiss and hug. XOXO, love you, Flory.
Could you see, like, them on the beach kissing in the waves, like, from here from here to obscurity.
See, now, this is where I think that me taking it slow and being all sad and pleading with her drew it out, because if I started screaming at her like a psycho bitch, she was going to hang up.
Yeah.
And don't ask why I know that. But
not from experience.
I got a little smitten with this impoverished Central African nation.
I know.
Here's what I write back to her. It is touching words from the heart like the ones you just wrote that make me believe that my destiny is with you. When we first met, I had no intention of any of this happening. I figured maybe we would just be friends or something. Yet I immediately had a feeling that you were someone special. That you were different than all of my other Facebook friends.
They don't have flies around their head.
Well, some of them.
They're not trying to take your money either.
Well, some of them.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Her in that fucking dance school.
Well played, sir. They probably wear the same caveman outfit.
It's funny. funny how the school got more out of here than she was asking for.
Yeah, really.
They know how to do it. They want Michael White.
You saw Michael McClinton call the dance school bitching about the bill. $700, really.
You know?
You have given me so much.
You know.
Your words, your purity, your selflessness, your honesty made me realize how special you are. To me, you are like the prize at the bottom of a box of Sugar Smacks. The Sugar Smacks are not very good, but that prize makes eating all that rotten cereal worthwhile. You are my prize.
Sweet talker.
Yes, I am. Giving her the A game, my friend.
Yeah.
My wife and I might have split at some point anyway. Maybe not. I don't know. I thought we were happy, but you, my dearest, you are something altogether different.
She's right here in the room, dude. Come on.
Have a heart.
When you came into my life, it all changed. I knew. I felt that my everything was waiting for me in Benin.
not Paris or London.
Benin. Yes. You have ruined me for other women. You have ruined me for my wife, for I know now that my happiness lies within a dancing, golf-loving fashion student from Hawaii who lives in the Benin Republic. You are my everything. I love you so much. I give everything I have to just spend one night with you.
Oh, wow.
And then I write later on, I'm such a selfish twit. I never even asked what she said to you. So help me if she was mean to you and upset you. Babe, what did she say? I can't read. I'm having hot flashes.
Good.
So she writes, "Honey, she called me last night and told me that I take his husband away."
I take his husband away.
You sound like a man.
No, I'm breaking up gay couples all over Benin.
Yeah, really. Even she called more than 3 times, but I did not answer the call anymore. First of all, she even has to fucking lie in this shit.
Yeah, we called
I know.
Twice.
This morning, my mom was asking me the person that I called last night. I told her I don't know the person. I am still confused about you and your wife. What is the problem between you and your wife? And I write, she called you 3 times? Did she leave messages?
Yes.
She is crazy. Please apologize to your mom for me. The situation between me and my wife is complicated. I will tell you about when we are together. That is not your concern right now. The important thing is that we are going to be together soon. This is what you wanted. This is what we wanted. You did not take me away. You did take me away from her, but that is okay. Your words are so powerful that you've changed my life.
Now, I'm
trying to guilt her.
And you've been going on for a little bit. I'm not
2 months
now. You're right. But did you notice after this call, she hasn't mentioned anything about money yet?
I know. What's
now she knows
deal?
My intentions are pure, Joe.
Yes, that is true.
I am wooing her.
Usually she would, about 4 pages ago, would have mentioned...
Big Pimp a Pump, sugar.
Yeah.
Cash.
You've changed my... Thank you, sweetness. The important thing is that when I get off this ship, I go to talk to her. I am one of the few people that can get through to her. As long as she did not call herself Big Pimp a Pump, then we are okay and have nothing to worry about.
What is that, my psycho alter ego?
Yep.
Oh, awesome.
That's a nice little play, right?
Love it.
Hey there, I'm still out to see you, not spoken to my wife yet. She still isn't bothering you, is she? And then the next day, hey babe, she's not disturbing me anymore. Where are you now? I am still confused about you. I don't want to bring problem between you and your wife. Yes, I hope you will understand me. What are you doing in ship? When are you going to be back home? Take care, kiss and hug. XOXO.
What are you doing in ship?
What are you doing in ship? I'm rolling.
You're like a fucking King Kong and
Einstein.
Yeah,
they're taking me to another country.
I'm
going to
bring you back by ship, but
funny
you know, you want me staying
ship.
In my room.
Funny thing about this ship, we're heading to your country now to get more of your people.
Yeah. Oh, God! Oh, my God! No,
I
you didn't!
I bought you Tiffany Shackles. I love
it. Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Made from a girl named Tiffany.
That would make a great stripper named Tiffany Shackles.
That would be Shackles.
Tiffany Shackles.
Tiffany Shackles. How do you cook and clean, my love?
Wow. So this is all Friday. So I write to her, good morning. Good morning, love. Why are you confused about me? I have never changed. I mean, there have been times where you've said some pretty nasty things to me, but my love for you has never changed. I don't understand when you say you don't want to come in between me and my wife. You knew I was married. I told you that on the first day. Yet you seduced me with your clouds written on paper and talks of our future together, of dancing, making money, and our first erotic moments together.
Oh, wow.
I remember it all, for your words landed in my heart with the explosion of a drone on the Taliban.
You could, you know, it's funny where you could just write the biggest, shittiest dribble you could come up with.
Yeah, that's what I know.
And it's cool.
Now I'm writing for a show. This is what we wanted, isn't it? Do you regret us?
And I am on the ship performing as a comedian. For these ships, they bring on comedians, they use dances, etc., entertain the passengers. I work a few nights out of the whole cruise, but I still have to stay on with the ship. As far as a job for comedians, a pretty good gig. This is true. Only downside is limited access to communication, small rooms, and pirates. If the weather holds, I should come home in a few days. Love you long time.
You're killing me.
Then on Saturday, she writes, good morning, my sweet.
Oh, boy.
The single thought of you gives me this sudden urge to be with you and to enjoy the sweetness of your soft skin and your exhilarating odors.
Oh, my God.
Exhilarating odors.
Cut and paste was failing.
Wow.
I mean, the smell of your breath, the smell of the sweat under your armpits, and the exciting aromas harbored between your handsome, gorgeous tights. What am I fucking realistic? What the fuck is going on?
Is she talking to a ballerina?
That, I have no idea.
How the hell does she know what you smell like?
She's
got smell of it.
She's seen one too many Axe commercials. Holy crap.
Wow.
That doesn't sound too promising if
no.
I'm in the grill.
She wants my musk.
Your armpits and your breath. You ever woken up next to a real live man, Florian?
Now you're fine. Thank you for asking.
Your sweaty asshole.
Yeah.
The sweater of your ball.
I can't wait to lick your taint. Teabag me one more time, but like you mean it.
Teabag me, baby.
This is what I'm fucking waking up to on a Saturday morning. I'm turned on.
Wow.
But just thoughts of you are not good enough. I want you with me as soon as possible so that we can repeat the eternal ritual of bathing you with my tongue and rediscover every single one of those fragrances. My darling, loved and adored one, I miss you so much. In your body, I want to sense the smell of nature, like the force and the energy you can sense in the woods after summer rain.
In your body.
In your body.
Shit.
What a yak shit, sir.
Yak shit.
Sounds honey, like she's gonna like rip him open.
Honey,
wow.
When are you going to send me the $80?
I'm gonna tongue bath me now. Where's the money?
This is love. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. 5 pages it took for her to get
the
that.
She works hard for the money.
Yeah. I think this is really getting serious.
I do too.
So now I lay on the horse shit.
Which she enjoys the smell of.
Because before you were being so
this
earnest.
This was Sunday, I think. Hey, babe, I hope you're well. That was quite the sensory picture that you printed. You should write novels. I would write such prose to you as I feel the same towards you, but my attempts are clumsy in comparison. I will try, though try not to judge me harshly. All
right.
With every day that passes, I sit by the door like a hound waiting for his master to come home.
Sniff my crotch.
I'm not that crisp, mister. For I know that when you walk in the door, I will jump all over you and cover you with the big wet kisses of adoration. And then we will go for a walk, and when we are together, it is all about us, as we will pee on the world like we own it.
Wow!
I will stand by your side and protect you all the while, studying your every move, so that I can read you better than you can read yourself. Then we will go back to our home and culminate our bestial passion.
This is hot kettle talk.
First, I will mount your leg.
Hold on. You wrote that down? Then you fucking have it. It's the bed. No, you wrote that.
First, I will mount your leg. Then slowly, I will take you from behind and bite the nape of your neck.
Wow.
You will whine in delight, and our love will be commenced in the style of dogs.
No! In the middle of the street, man.
I wrote this one last week when I was missing you more than usual. I wrote another one. Stop me if you recognize this one.
Uh-oh.
Sitting here wasted and wounded at this old piano, trying hard to capture the moment this morning, I don't know, because a bottle of vodka is still lodged in my head, and some blonde gives me nightmares. I think she's still in my bed.
Is that poison?
No. But close. As I dream about movies, they won't stop me when you guys know this. They won't make of me when I'm dead. With an ironclad fist, I wake up and French kiss the morning while some marching band keeps its own beat in my head. While we're talking all about all of the things that I long to believe about the love and truth, what you mean to me. And the truth is, baby, you're all that I need. I want to lay you down in a bed of roses.
Oh!
I sleep in a bed of nails.
Oh, God! Wait a second! You French kissed the morning? That's when I checked out. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
That's actually Bon Jovi.
That's the lyrics?
Yeah,
I thought.
French is the
maybe he writes with Flory. I don't know.
Perhaps.
Not very good, I know.
Yeah, he's... Slippery Wet would be the fucking album.
So, all right, Jim, not very good, I know. Do you like either one of them? How could you? Why do I ask? Neither is good enough for the angel that is you. The ship should be in back in port tomorrow. So, this must be Monday. So tomorrow I should be home tomorrow night. The cruise director has given me some great news that I wish to share with
We're
you.
We're sinking.
We had a perk.
My intention is to call you tomorrow evening. I sent you that money weeks ago. Actually, I was a bit surprised when I did not hear back from you. Are you positive it did not arrive?
Okay, now.
Hey, my beloved Davin. I am very happy to hear from you also. I really appreciate your love poem. It gives me joy, happiness that overwhelm my heart. Anyway, where do you send the money?
where do you send
the money?
And she wants the information. If you really sent the money, can I have the info of the Western Union? Have a nice day. Kiss and hug. I love you, Flory. Now here's what happened. Before this, Pip and I had come up with a plan where she was going to email Flory a threatening letter. And hopefully Flory would get the letter. Unfortunately,
I fucked up.
Pip fucked up.
Yeah.
And it did not get to her. She might not even be checking that email again.
Oh, right. You never know.
I sent it today. And I sent it, like, at lunchtime. So, this is what she got. Or, this is what I sent.
You want to read it?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Right? Flory. This is Big Pippa Pump, Davin's wife. It's clear to me that now that Davin cannot stay away from you, and he will keep talking to you no matter what I do or say. He is planning on leaving me and our children to be with you, and I cannot let that happen. I'm forced to take drastic measures now. I want you to know that you are responsible for what happens to him.
Uh-oh.
If only you had left him alone like I asked. If I cannot have him, I will not let you have him either.
Uh-oh, somebody's going to Berlin.
So this was Davin's idea. I have traveled extensively and know people all over the world. You'll never know when you might meet up with one of them.
Oh.
Mrs. Wow. Pump.
You're making an international incident.
I don't know how you thought
I know.
How far you got that. I would set up that you sent what's the good fella or whatever his name is.
Well, here's the problem, Joe. Let me lay out to the audience what's going to happen. This will explain to you. The plan for tonight is I have gotten home from my cruise ship. I have very exciting news. They've hired me. I've gotten a raise. I have all this extra money. This week I'm going to Michigan, which is true. But next week I plan on flying out to Benin.
Oh, finally.
To be with her and everything. Unfortunately, Big Pippa Pump is going to walk in and I might get hurt.
I'm thinking.
So we might not ever get that information that she needs, Joe.
I was all nice and sad before, but now I think it's time to go postal.
So what we need to do is, what you're going to have to do, Joe, is at the time right here, you're going to hit play. It's already queued up to where we need it to go.
Right.
You're going to have to hit play on the CD player.
Right.
We're going to have to mute your microphone and Anthony's microphone. Pip will come in soon, and I will call my beloved, and Pip will interrupt.
How are you going to let me know when it's time to come in?
I'll say, I hear something. Hold on a second. And I'm looking right at you. That's not a good way.
Right.
Oh, well, there's that.
We're in the same fucking room.
well, I didn't want to jump.
I'm not the one who should get off tonight.
I didn't want to jump the gun.
Yeah. Now, Gimpy will attempt to stand up.
Oh, that's
nice.
Have we muted them?
No.
Oh, the little buttons.
You're one.
Maybe we shouldn't mute the button.
What are you?
I don't know.
Just won't talk.
No.
All right.
What are we, four? Don't worry.
Then we'll talk.
I won't say a word.
That'll be easier.
All right. So what do I hit for a
hand? Any one of the buttons for it. Please.
It's not loud.
Thank you. email.
Maybe she no answer phone.
We will try that again on Davin's Den Do, the second half of the show. We'll come back to it. That's what we had to do last time.
Well, that's because, you know, she wouldn't pick up for me first time around, and then... Yeah, she's thinking it's me.
Listen, that's the thing with fucking live radio. There's nothing...
I'm sure she's just having a violent clitoral removal.
No. Oh, wow.
That's one of the rites of passage over there.
Unfortunately.
Oh, Christ, that whole goddamn content.
That's quite a robot.
Yeah.
So,
Ant, that is where we've taken it to. What do you think, sir?
Well, I'm digging the whole lovey-dovey thing.
Yeah?
The romance, The fucked up thing, though, and kind of makes me feel like a creep, I've written some of the exact same stuff when I'm sexting.
No, for real?
Yeah.
I'm going to hump your leg?
Yeah, you know, things like that. I'll take a little behind. That's a joke, Joe. Jesus.
Joe's not familiar with them. He tries not to put them in his act.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll indeed, sir.
Mother Shucker is unfortunately a Bon Jovi fan since day one. I'm sorry.
She knew it from the beginning.
Yeah. Tongue kiss the morning. What are you gonna do? Ring the afternoon? Give me a break.
You know, to his
and
credit,
I tossed out the brunch.
That is an Eddie Trunk line from years and years ago.
What?
And then there was a soundbite that Ron and Fezzi's player, Eddie Trunk, just going, Bon Jovi fan since day one.
Oh, really?
So he's just jerking your proverbial
like
chain.
Jerking.
Yeah, jerking with the booger.
All right, let's do this. We're going to be off more like radio and Clutch and Wiggle in about 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
We're going to stay on hawkradio.net live tonight.
Awesome.
So why don't we do, you want to do giveaway tip shit?
Want to do that? We'll do that in 20 minutes, I think.
Let's explain that. You got the music for that, right, Joe?
Can I win?
Oh,
Yes, you can win. Let's explain this. As we like to talk about, Pip is a hoarder. Of sorts.
Yeah, sort of.
So we were trying to give away some of the shit in her house. Last week we brought our husband in. No takers for him. Nobody wanted Mr. Helix. So,
except for me.
It's essentially 20 questions, and what it is you guys can call in. Let me put the phone number up.
Yeah. If you're feeling particularly daring. Because you never know.
There's the phone number. You guys can call if you think you want it. We'll send it to you. We can all guess here. Where Pimp is going to give us clues.
If you need them.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Giving Away Pip's Shit. That's right, Pip's got a lot of shit. Chips all over it. It's all over the damn place. So this is what we at Davin's Den are doing. We're taking all of Pip's shit, and we're going to give it away. So call on in and see if you're lucky enough to win Pip's shit.
Joe has to milk every damn second. Joe, you kind of, we get the point. No, I like this too.
Yeah.
We're going to cover it next week with McClay.
We need to.
So if you guys want to play along in the chat, you guys can play along in the on the various chats. I'll be monitoring that. Number to call in 877-962-6846. If you want it, we'll mail it to you. You might not want it. So
it's easy too to go. The phone number is Yo Anthony.
Yeah, but nobody wants to fucking do the math that's involved in spelling.
But then when you just say the numbers real quick, people are like, what was that? What was
all right. Yo, Anthony.
Yeah,
that's
wait,
actually
one
good.
Eight, so what?
Eight. Seven. Oh, I also got it on the board.
Yeah, but what about the people that are listening without video?
That's true.
Don't you usually say fuck those people, Anthony?
I didn't take one phone call today.
You took
not
one call?
What?
Not today.
Wow.
I took two yesterday.
Because you got shit to
today.
Say. See, that...
I hate the call.
See, this is what happened. People don't understand. It's not that you hate the call. You got shit to say.
Oh, I hate
Well, I don't blame you. I mean, the thing is, when you have stuff to say, you don't need the callers. Sports radio needs the callers because you can't talk about how good R.A. Dickey is for 3 hours.
Exactly.
You need the callers. You're bringing content and everything.
And when you're doing like maybe a political discussion, you can have a caller come in and your point. But if I'm telling a story, there's other people in the room that can convey their story in similar fashion. We don't have to.
Well, when you're working with talents,
Bob. And
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, I hate going to like some fucking Obama from Kentucky or something.
No, I don't. I don't. It's like a misnomer that callers help these type of shows. People listen to shows because they want to hear the host. People don't call to listen to other callers.
Yeah.
No, I get it, and you know that you probably had a great show today.
Oh, it was so much goddamn fun without calling.
Glad you could come down quietly with this. All right, let's do. Are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready. exciting.
All right, was it ever alive?
No.
All right, takes away dead cats.
Okay, that's
that is a hoarder house.
Hoarders love cats. Dead or alive.
Any other guesses?
Let's see, was it used to cook?
No.
Anthony?
Wow. Never alive. Never used to cook.
You know what?
Uh-oh.
Are you changing it? You don't know the shit you have?
No, oh, no,
it
no,
was
no.
alive.
And we did used to cook with it.
Yeah, both.
Well, you know, it can be a spice, though.
Is it weed?
No. No, no, no.
That would
no,
never, wait, why, we'd never get that away.
I have to say maybe to his question.
Wait, what?
Maybe.
Maybe you would use it to cook?
Yeah.
Is it a tinfoil bowl?
No.
All right, so maybe you could use it to cook.
So we're up to four questions now. Because you burned two. The pot is a tinfoil.
No, the bid isn't limited. If it just gets fucking lame, we go, all right, we're not
doing this again. All right. I thought it was literally 20 questions. Whatever.
Does it hold something?
Yes.
Is it a teacup?
No.
Is it a vase?
No.
Do I have to guess, is it, or can I give
you
can guess
whatever
question?
You can guess whatever you want.
But can I give you another question?
Sure.
Does it have a handle?
Yes.
Handle that whole stuff used to cook.
Maybe. So.
Was it an African slave?
She doesn't have a handle anymore.
Is it
no.
a Tory?
No!
I can't believe that bitch didn't pick up. I'm still pissed
I
off.
I know.
I'm not done yet.
Yeah, we'll try again.
Is it biodegradable?
No.
It's the biggest word Joe's ever used on this
I
show.
I know. Biodegradable.
Should I click it together with the Lisp twins? You guys can cut it out?
That was a choice for one of the band names.
Biodegradable.
As opposed to pile of shit.
How do you know those are?
We were the more responsible heavy metal band.
Biodegradable.
We all come out and green. Recycle. Biodegradable.
Johnny Race comes, oh, come on, man, let's be called composty. I've already got it tattooed on my inner thigh.
Yeah, they're for Christmas.
Rock and roll!
Green Day.
Alright, fuck, it's a handle. It can be used to cook sometimes.
It's an empty milk container.
No.
It's an empty milk container. Was it ever used to house food? Like, did food, like, come in, like, a container?
No. Not to house food.
Is it ever put in excessive heat?
No.
Oh. All right.
Should we ask for a clue? You want a clue?
What?
I'll give us a clue now.
Okay. These are the ones that I already preset.
We didn't fucking need the background of the clue.
let me tell you a true story about this clue.
Does it go rock and roll if you touch it? Would Johnny Reese get it tattooed onto the small of his back?
Yes. It's 10 inches, but it could be.
Well, it's not
more.
Joe's cock.
It would be 12 if it was.
Wait. What did you say?
It's 10 inches, but that's just this particular one.
And well, I know she wouldn't give away any sex toys. She still uses those.
It's got a handle. 12 inches. It's got a handle.
10 inches.
10 inches.
You're getting ahead of yourself. Though.
Nobody's guessing on these checks. Nobody gives a shit. Has it ever been? Oh, Clutch wants to know. Has it ever been in a vagina? Oh, they hear the music. Hey, we fucking saw it. Mazel tov and simit tov. Oops, sorry, too chewy. Wrong place. Clutch wants to know. Is it a knife?
No, it is not a knife, and no, it has never been inside my vagina, and I don't think it would fit in anybody's vagina.
So it's not Anthony's fist.
No. But she said it could hold stuff, so it can't be a knife. Is it a ladle?
No.
Ladles don't have handles. I guess they have
handles. Yeah, what's on the
handle?
Handle,
yeah. Ladle. Although it's
stumped.
It is barbecue tongs.
No.
Hey, you know what? She already. Good point here, Clutch. Maybe next time we should dial *67.
So she can't see the number that's calling in on.
Can you do that with international?
I don't know.
It's worth a shot.
I don't know. I figure I'm calling you when I get home. Pick up the phone, bitch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, we'll try *67 next time.
All right, we'll try it.
I was thinking about that, but anyway, back to this game that's right. Going nowhere. Yeah. We will not do this again unless this prize is fucking awesome.
I wrote a song.
Right. It's about fucking time. I see what happens when you write the songs for your band. You're not into those either. Joe's like, God, I wish somebody with talent would write some shit. Ooh, Phil Collins. Yay, we rock.
Can I give another clue?
Yes, please.
You could use it when you're drinking.
Is it a cozy?
No. Has a handle.
Is it a beer mug?
No.
Is it a stein?
No.
It's when you're drinking. Is it a funnel?
No.
When you're drinking.
Not for drinking.
Right, right.
But when you're drinking.
Is it a bib?
No.
A vomit bowl?
Yes!
Yeah, about these points. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Full of some homebrew. No. Oh, God.
Is it, a snack container?
No.
It's a cooler?
No. That's a good guess.
Son of a bitch.
Good answer. All 5 answers on the board.
You are good about myself.
Wow, this is some shit that you have in your hoard. It's probably pretty obvious.
Yeah, then you'll go, oh, okay.
Do we want the final clue?
Oh, wow, okay.
Well, you came with three of them.
I know, but one of them...
Don't seem so fucking surprised.
No, one of them I burned because I was like, we've already passed this idea.
One of them you burned.
No.
That's not a clue.
That's a
fact.
Really, she doesn't even know how to fucking describe this thing for a clue. This is the worst game ever. If there's no orgasms, I'm not interested.
boy, if we give the woman a chance, if we
pop
it, I helped her come up with it. I'm not blaming her for the thing.
I know, I
you know what it is? If like everybody was participating in this.
Yeah.
Well, you are participating in it.
You are. Other people.
Oh, they don't give a shit.
They don't care.
We gotta sell this bit. All right, what else?
Sell. See, Anthony knows when to fucking punch out. He takes a break and you regroup.
Yeah, but then we get intrigued when you could fucking be, so that's where we keep going.
It is intriguing.
Yeah, we're like, I don't know. Is that a handle?
What is that? Wait a minute.
It's a handle. You can drink. You use it to drink. Is it?
You would go use on. It with a knife.
Is it a cutting board?
Yes!
Oh! I win a cutting board!
Oh, that drinking thing was a fucking diversion.
Yeah, what do you use that for drinking?
For cutting limes?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Hold it up for the family.
See, but that's a specialty drinking cutting board. But to give it as a clue with the drinking... Oh, boy.
Now
I feel fucking... I'm now pissed.
She's got fucking two tires in her backseat. We could give those away.
And it could be used
as a paddle.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
There you go. You're stuck with it now. I'm giving it away.
Would you like this for the bar?
No.
No.
Two dashes of Angostura? Who's that, another fucking scammer?
I have no idea. You know what? I don't even know who this belonged to. This just showed up in my stuff.
This was in your house?
No, it was probably my grandmother's.
It was from your house.
No, but it was in my house. It was probably my grandmother's.
And what I like about this, no cat fur on it.
No, nothing will have cat fur on it. It'd be disgusting.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I'm going to take this right home. This won't be here waiting for us next time we're at the conference.
No, not at all.
So when it was cutting the grass,
yeah,
it really
Oh, man.
Sucked a bag of dicks.
Now that I see it, I'm so glad I didn't guess.
Listen to the title. It's win my shit.
It is. Yeah,
I'm not giving away the good stuff.
Win my riches. Win
my gold doubloons.
Yeah.
You know,
we gotta wrap up. We gotta wrap up the first half of our show
right.
In a few minutes. Before we got out of here,
this is the fartiest chair you are on right here.
It's...
My God, he's making some noises. I'm sorry, but...
It's the fart chair.
What?
Suddenly...
Stop farting, stupid! Yeah, it's not farts, it's simulated farts. The real thing will come.
Can I plug the sponsors?
Please do.
Yes.
I'd like to thank Success Martial Arts in Chester, New York.
Hey.
Great for learning karate, self-defense, perfect to do together with the family. Check them out at smacenters.com. smacenters.com. Also,
karate, Jerry. Sorry, it's karate, Jerry.
JamesThomasWebDesign.com. Every platform, every browser, every type of social media, they have them covered. Check them out at JamesThomasWebDesign.com. Really? Really? During the fucking plug?
Because it's classy England.
Yeah, but you sound like a cock.
I'm not a cock. I got it.
It's so hard for him to not be an asshole for a full hour and a half. It really is. It's a struggle. tell him that Davinson sent you, get a special discount. Also, thanks to Side Splitting Productions for comedians, DJs, murder mysteries. Just go to sidesplittingproductions.com. We got the right talent at the right price. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Pip, if you could,
where you go? I'll continue in a moment. Keep going.
Pip, if you could thank our affiliates.
Yes, I wanted to thank HawkRadio.net. They're carrying our whole show live, and MoreLikeRadio.com for carrying our first hour and a half.
Yay.
And Clutch and Wiggle Radio, they're carrying the first hour and a half live. Also, Yay. We have WKADRadio.com, and they air the replay of the whole show on Thursdays from 5 to 8. That would be Eastern Standard Time. Also, you can get downloads of our shows on Stitcher.com.
Anytime, on demand.
Thank
everywhere.
You.
Joe, would you like to...
Listen to the Rain Man and Guy Blow show at RainManandGuyBlow.com. The Crystal Palace of Comedy with news, interviews, and original content. Tune in live every Thursday at 9 p.m. or subscribe to the podcast. Once again, at RainManandGuyBlow.com. That is RainManandGuyBlow.
It's like he's fucking doing an eye chart. Now, cover your right eye.
Right. And join Jay Sutch and Joe Kenny for the Some Guy Show as you target pop culture and topics of the day. Check them out on HotTalkLA.com.
They're also on MoreLikeRadio.com.
And they're also on MoreLikeRadio.com. Also, I'm going to do a plug, too.
We'll get to that. We'll get to your plugs.
What are we doing them now?
No, I'm going to ask Anthony what he's doing.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I got nothing.
Nothing's going on? Nothing at the compound?
The show.
Let's go. It's on the show tomorrow. Give us a little taste.
That's the show. Who's coming in tomorrow?
Perfect, thank you. You know, it's a good thing you're talented.
I don't care. I show up and I'm as surprised as the audience is when the guests come in. Like, oh, I like this. I'm a fan.
You are to guess what I am to the technology. Always fucking surprised.
Always a surprise.
Always a great surprise. Love it. I think Obi's coming back in tomorrow, though.
Aww.
Obi's back.
Aww, he's over the ship.
Oh, the parent's back. Anthony has to take all of that. What do you got going on?
Well, my husband's band, the Baghdadias, are playing at the CBGB Festival, and they're going to be playing at Fontana's in Greenwich Village, Friday, July 6th, and they're playing with the Sick Fucks and Mickey Lee.
The Sick Fucks?
That's a name of a man.
Sick Fucks.
The Sick Fucks.
Are they available for kids' parties?
I doubt it.
I love their song. I hear it on Light FM.
The most important
Delilah.
Name
there. Delilah. We'll hear something with the Sick Fucks.
That was the Sick Fucks.
You know who Mickey Lee is, though, don't you?
Who's Mickey Lee?
That's Jerry Ramone's brother.
Rock and roll.
Yeah. Rock and roll. Now, does Johnny Race have that tattoo?
No, but maybe he would want to. So he has to get down to Fontana's on July 6th.
That's someone that wanted no radio airplay.
I see no future in this band. The whole...
Nope.
Who are you guys? We're the Sick Fucks. See my playing the Today Show. People are holding Sick Fucks signs up.
Out the window.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Sick Fucks.
Let me ask you a question. Is that spelled with a P-H or an F-U?
F-U.
All right, bud. You too.
Justin Bieber and the Sick Fucks.
Yeah. People love the Apollo.
Yeah.
Do you hear that? He blew out like the amp at the Apollo.
Yeah.
Really?
What happened? Fucking turn his music on and the black people are like, none of this shit, motherfucker.
We didn't ask for this.
We didn't ask. Yeah, why do they do that?
I don't know.
That'd be great if fucking Obama just got like all black and got into Putin. Listen, I'm not asking you, I'm telling you. Help us with Syria.
Let me tell you, he beats Romney, that's gonna be the fucking Norwheel address.
Wow.
I fooled your ass for 4 years, motherfucker, I'll beat Donkey over here.
We're gonna get cracked up in this White House, motherfucker!
What is on, Obamacare, motherfucker! Now I can't win again, motherfucker. What I'm saying is...
Anthony had the whole fucking head shake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's got the whole neck working thing.
Michelle comes
down
with fucking rollers in her hair with the fucking guard and stuff of a collared breeze.
Starting the Monday, I'm going to be axing Congress to get along.
Get your ass in this house.
Rose Garden
Foggin. Get your ass in here. Oh.
I'm giving a speech. I don't know the fuck what you're doing.
What the fuck you doing? You get your motherfucking ass.
Be
POTUS or the POTUS fucking United States shuts our ass.
I'm the POTUS with the Moses, motherfucker. Oh my God, when did Obama turn to Chris Rock?
No, yeah. We got, it's more like Red Fox.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
That's going to be Romney's next commercial. Is this your vision of America?
Do you see black people? I don't. The bus goes right through those towns. Yeah. Every town, except the black ones. Keep going. Go faster. Go.
Ask yourself. Is this what?
Ask yourself this. Do you want this man as your president?
Who do you think has better hair? Do you want nappy-headed kids in the White House? Yeah. You know you don't.
Oh,
look at these
hey,
looks.
No.
Oh. Oh, I just thought you saw the, okay, we had our fun.
We had our fun.
Clutch writes in, I'm your president, you big dummy. You big I'm dummy. Coming. Four more years. I'm coming.
With a bison. Got a bison as a piece.
All right, Joe, what do you got going up?
I will be at Governor's Comedy Club this Thursday in Levittown, New York.
Of course you will.
Yeah. So, also, Saturday, June 23rd, I will be in Weretown, New Jersey at the Laughter Lounge Comedy Club.
Weretown, Lou.
Weretown. And we'll be working with Dustin Diamond. I'm working with Screech.
Oh my God.
I'm doing two shows with Screech at the Long Shot Sports Bar, or a.k.a. the Laughter Lounge. Where the hell is it? 535 Route 9S in Weretown, New Jersey.
Hopefully I'm a medium.
Weretown? So,
Weretown.
Well, look at Dustin looking like a fucking badass.
He's got a big cock from what I hear.
From what you hear.
You can probably see it, couldn't you?
He does?
He does know martial arts, because if you remember, he did
beat
up
Horseshack. What's that have to do with his cock?
And he's got a huge cock. And he beat up Arnold Horseshack.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know all there is to know about Screech.
Yeah, but Horseshack's an old man by now, right?
I know, that's
what you're
about to have him on your show.
We had him on the show. He was the worst guest we ever had.
Oh, God.
You got him.
You haven't had me yet.
Steve the Whistler. It's better than
him. But you want to know something? I felt bad because he did his a favor to me. I felt bad.
Whoa!
Yeah. Oopsie.
Sorry.
All right, guys. check out all of our shows, where we're going to be on davincomedy.com. That's where you can find the Stitcher, the iTunes, all the shows on the website. Check out the Davin's Den Facebook page. Like us. Follow me on Twitter at davincomedy.com. This week, Wednesday through Saturday, I'll be at Joey's Comedy Club in Livonia, Michigan. For tickets, call 734-261-0555.
Why are you laughing? I'm just Joey. Come on down.
If you were watching...
Livonia.
If you were watching on Ustreams Live from the compound, stick around. We're going to take a little musical break. We'll be back in 10. If you're listening on hawkradio.net, stick around. We'll be back. We're going to call Flory again. We got the Lesbian Slang Dictionary.
Yeah.
If you were listening on More Like Radio, stick around because you got Unsigned Hype coming up.
Oh.
And if you were listening on Clutch and Wiggle, stick around because you got Heather Height and her naughty bits. So you got some good shit coming your way. We're going to be back in a few minutes. Thank you, guys. See you later.
Check out some Rock God.
Play the music.
It's coming.
I'm having a smoke.
Are we muted?
We're muted.
Well, muted. All right. So what we need to do...
Oh, my God, the look you gave me.
What?
He gave me the death look when I talked about his party chair. I'm sure it's coming over the mic. It's so loud.
Do you want to take...
Back.
job quotes I gotta do. I damn well know when it's the end of the market.
What was the,
We thought it was the week of July 3rd.
Oh. Oh, we got an extra week, do we? So, pencil it in.
Pencil it in.
Pencil it in.
Let's
see if,
going in.
Yeah, sure.
He's a shit.
He's a shit.
Oh, shit. Oh, was it a lot of technical issues?
Good. I got one word for you, honey. Douche. Yeah. Yeah.
tell you. Fucking get
that's
off
probably what it is. 3 hours, yeah.
And I'm going full fucking dollars. Hey, yo. Alright, let's, what do we got here?
And then when was the last time Rock Up played together?
2002, we played with the band of Belgians.
Oh, that's awesome.
I hope you have to show you.
Who's singing this time around?
You are.
Oh!
Oh!
Rock and roll.
It will be you, sir.
Rock and roll.
So are we on?
I'm not hearing the music or anything.
We are, and now we are on.
Oh, he's got to turn
all right.
Do it!
There we go. There's the music.
It is time for a quick duel! That is right, a duet of Davin's Den. We are not tired, we are ready to roll to give you some more extra. So stick around with Davin and Pip and Joe as the party continues. There is no reason to leave. Sit down, kick back, take off your shoes. Okay, put shoes back on, they stink. Okay. So what does I say? Oh yes, stick around for extra, because we are here at Davin's Den for part two.
Welcome back. If you are watching or listening live on Ustreams Live from the compound or hawkradio.net, or maybe you listen to the replay on Thursday night on Wicked Radio, or just download it. We are back. For this second half of the show, we got some good stuff planned. We got comics in the news, which we're going to get to in a second. Yep. We got the slang lesbian dictionary. Yep.
Woo!
And we're going to try to call back my beloved Flory again. We're going to try that again because that failed.
Yeah. So well, she wouldn't pick up the damn phone.
We need participation from Flory to do the bit.
Yes. So let's do the comics in the news. Now, this is a mixture of comics in the news and Nazis.
It's a mega.
Mix. Mega mix.
Do we have that music?
Yes.
And now it's time for comics in the news.
What's up, at the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi,
Wow.
Yes. Yes. This week's comic, I'm all over the place. This week's comic in the news, Richard Belzer.
Yeah.
The Bells.
The Bells.
Apparently, where was he? Where was he? Monte Carlo, Joe?
No, I believe he was at,
doesn't matter where he was.
He was in Monte Carlo.
He was in Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling.
Spy.
So he's at this thing at Monte Carlo, and as you see on the picture, if you're watching on Ustream, he puts his two fingers underneath his nose, like a little mustache, and he raises his hand in the Zeke Heil fashion and everything. And surprisingly, the Jewish Defense League, a little up in arms.
I can't understand.
Really?
A little pissed off. And Bell says, no, I was just honoring Charlie Chaplin and his take on Adolf Hitler. Is that what he was saying?
Well, yes, that's what was the context.
The context was they were honoring, I guess, old TV shows. He was paying homage to the great Chaplin movie, The Great Dictator, which Charlie spoofed Hitler.
Right, he did. Yeah.
Yes, and he decided for some reason that would be funny and apropos.
When you're at the compound,
sure.
Yeah.
Monte Carlo, probably not.
No, probably not the best
you
idea.
You like that Monte Carlo?
I don't believe his explanation about Charlie Chaplin.
Well, he said that after a reporter asked him about Chaplin's film, he brought that up.
Yeah, but I'm saying I don't believe that fucking explanation.
No, I don't believe it.
I'm saying he's full of shit.
He's covering his ass.
He's like Michael McClint trying to sell the band on their next big gig.
Wow.
Yeah, too bad. Well, all right, now.
You're neutral, you're neutral.
Joe picks and chooses. Now they fly Joe in.
Yes.
It's going to be a keyboard affair, a really big gig. Yeah, I don't buy it. Do you buy it, Pip?
You know, I think that it was really poor choice on his part.
Really? Really? Yeah. This move? Not good?
Yeah, no, not good. No. Really not. Unless he all of a sudden was trying to stifle a sneeze and reach for something on the top shelf at the same time.
Oh, look.
Oh, there it is. There's go for the tissues again.
Well, maybe he had an itchy nose and a cab came by.
There you go.
That's a good one. I would
have said. Sure.
Maybe it was a German cab driver.
Yeah.
You know.
Halt.
Doesn't seem as is Monte Carlo like a big Jewish area?
I think a lot of Nazis have retired there.
Yeah,
probably.
I think that's like where a lot of Nazis go to die.
Nazis retired.
Well, you can't Nazi forever.
You know they're not
going to Boca. There's too many Jews there.
Yeah,
right. work. Extermination's never done.
I have my insurance through the AARN.
I'm terrible.
Yes, you're incorrigible. Does he seem a little surprised? He seems like a little surprised that there's backlash.
I think he does because he seems like, you know, he's a very liberal guy, you know, and he probably doesn't understand what's the problem, babe, you know.
But what is the problem?
Well, he was saying that I'm doing satire. It's supposed to be just something ridiculous. This is what comedians do.
He's like an outrageous kind of comic guy on stage.
He hasn't been a comic forever, though.
But still is. That's his background.
He didn't just walk up on the stage. I'm assuming someone invited him.
He was one of those Academy Award streakers that just kind of made
Richard
his way up there.
Belzer, oh, come on,
I don't know. Let's ask the expert. Joe, were you there to bring him on?
No.
It's amazing. Nobody stayed for the raffle after the Hitler impersonation.
His new name is Richard Soybaum Belzer, Nobody knows who I'm talking about.
His defense was, hey, I'm a Jew. It's okay.
Right.
Well,
here's the thing about Jews. Jews hate it more when we do it. Like, if I'm playing, like, an all-black club, I used to have a joke where I used the word nigga.
Yeah.
But I would do the joke there because I felt like, well, you know what? If I'm going to say this joke in front of all white people, then I need to be able to say it in front of black people, too. Otherwise, I don't deserve to do the joke.
And after he came out of surgery, he said, you know, that's fine. I know.
You're an asshole. No, but you fire test the joke. But with Jews, I have Nazi material. Go figure. I don't even bother to do it at the temples because they're just going to...
All your material is Nazi material.
Nazi all the time. Oh, wow.
That's a Blitz Creek joke right there.
We can add it with a Helen Keller joke, too, which is a Nazi joke, too.
Oh,
remember last week when Anthony had that choking the chicken joke? That was funny.
Yeah. I think we're all in the barrel on these stickaboo ones, all right?
I aspire to reach that point again.
Well, sure, there'll be other choking chicken references for you, sir. But he doesn't get it. Like Jews are more sensitive to what other Jews say. Jews are always touchy with the Nazis. It's a little thing we have.
Sure.
I'm not.
A little history there.
Okay. I'll get over it.
Oh,
and I'm kidding.
But you know what? Here's the thing. Black people will give other black people, like, a pass for saying, like, they say all the time, nigger this, nigger that, nigger that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Jews, give them, you know, kite this, kite that. No.
No.
Should Jews give bells a pass and give other Jews a pass?
In this instance, yeah. He wasn't preaching anything. No. He gets up, he does some wacky little fucking thing on stage.
This wacky little thing? Yeah, so did Hitler.
Yeah. Well, actually, you can't do stuff like that in Germany anymore. They're really touchy about it.
In Greece, the Nazi party will knock you on your ass on a TV show. Yeah. Anybody see that clip? Or am I probably watching it?
No.
If all they did was put his fingers up there and do a little...
Well, like this!
Yeah, but it's not like he said anything or started goose-stepping around the stage.
If he was talking about...
So it's degrees of stupid.
They were talking about, like...
I don't know what the context was.
See, that's paramount right there.
Yeah, well...
You've got to know what the context is.
Well, they're saying that it was inappropriate and offensive and not the least funny. Oh, my God, a comedian did something that wasn't funny. Never heard of that.
I call that every weekend. Sometimes two shows a night.
excuse me, that's my bag. Don't you steal my material.
It's like, not funny to you. I hear when people go that. Yeah. It's just not funny.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But this alone, there better be context because this alone is not funny.
Yeah,
not by itself.
Yeah,
but you gotta sell the Nazi material.
Right.
Yeah, it has to be.
Create maybe
context.
Some theme music. I don't know. maybe put an Auschwitz crate behind you once in a while. I don't know. Sell the bit, Bells.
When you look at especially the movie, the original movie, the producers, lots of Nazi jokes.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then when it's brought to Broadway, it's Mel Brooks, you know, and he's Jewish, and there's, in context of hilarious comedy, a whole fucking thing about Jews and Nazis and fucking springtime for Hitler.
but I think the difference is Hitler was the punchline. Hitler was the punchline.
So was it when Bell did it? I don't know.
Not really. He's just fucking giving the salute like an ass.
Maybe he thought it was.
Well, he hasn't been a comic in a long time.
But he was doing it in the context of Charlie Chaplin.
So why not just waddle? Why not waddle funny and not say a fucking word? Everybody know, but you'd be doing Chaplin too.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, it was a really strange reference. It was kind of out of the blue, so that's why it was not funny. But just because it wasn't
funny.
That's
why I'm doing a tribute to Joe when I hand out fucking raffle tickets. Nobody's gonna know. Or Joe does an impression of me and hands out an empty calendar. Nobody's gonna know.
A lot of times, you know, we'll work together and I'll be doing the rap. And a lot of times I get disrupted from the rap, but when people come by, I go, you shouldn't get whining.
That is very distracting.
It's funny, though. They say that, though. Joe's never actually headlined. Yeah.
Well, it's food for thought.
That was his aunt. Came up and said that.
I think you're very funny, Joseph.
Very funny.
Can you mow my lawn?
Why is that young man doing the headlining? You should be.
Joe, can I have a t-shirt from your band?
Oh, boy.
What does a McClinton t-shirt mean to me in 30 words or less?
All right. So Bells is Bells. All right, whatever.
Yeah.
No big deal. Now, here's something I'm looking forward to. Pip found this. Ironic, isn't it? The slang, 20 terms for the lesbian slang dictionary.
20 terms I had never heard before.
Well, because you don't know the slang. You use the Queen's English for your lesbianism.
I'm very proper when I'm a lesbian,
well,
yes.
Yes, you are. You're quite the fine lesbian.
Well, thank you. These are really interesting to me.
Yes, they are. Joe, what do you think? Joe, this is where you fucking fill while I try to find what I'm trying to find.
Well, wait a minute.
I think it's very
never true. Mind, I found it.
Oh, oh good.
Shut up, stupid. Sit there and look nice.
The lummox is opportunity pissed.
Lummox.
That's a joke where my whole family, my 5-year-old daughter uses lummox because I said it because of you.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Joe's bringing back the lummox.
That's quite a vocabulary word for a 5.5-year-old, too.
She's like, Daddy's sitting there like a lummox. And she's using it properly, because I am.
That's terrific. Oh, wow. That's great.
All right. So the first lesbian term is Bambi sexuality, and it means physical interaction centered more about touching, kissing, and caressing than around genital sexuality. So I decided to use it in a sentence. After 3 hours of nothing but Bambi sexuality, Bernice's flower was badly in need of attention from a rabbit, or better yet, a good old-fashioned thumper, which made her feel extremely frustrated, so she ran into the woods where she threw herself in front of a hunter's bullet.
Wow! Wow! Poor Bambi.
Bambi sexuality.
Okay.
You killed Bambi. Wait till bumper comes around.
Does this end up with the lesbian tied to the front bumper of somebody's car?
I ate the lesbian. but she was a little rare.
Gamey.
Nobody likes a gamey lesbian, oh, Anthony.
Oh, tough.
You gotta soak him in buttermilk.
This is tough. This one must have been a dyke.
Make scissors of someone.
Oh, wow.
To
I got
masturbate a woman by simultaneously rubbing her clitoris with the thumb and her anus with the forefinger. You're going to want to wash up after that.
You got to put it in the asshole.
Janet and Christine tried to make scissors with each other, but Janet was a lefty and just couldn't cut it.
Lefty scissors joke. I didn't see that coming. Wow, that's what she said.
with a dental dam?
Yes. Unfortunately, there was a green ring around him. That's how you know they're safe. Kiki, 1940 slang for a lesbian comfortable with either passive or aggressive partner. Betty was an ugly lassie and desperate, so she was kiki. Kiki.
Sounds like it sounds desperately close to kinky.
Desperation number. Sex partner found just before closing time at the bar. Pip Helix never goes home alone because everybody knows she is a great desperation number.
That transcends lesbianism.
I think you're right.
Yeah, that does.
That's
but I've never heard that term.
Homosexuals, lesbian, gay,
straight.
Anybody with genitals.
I mean, I've never used.
At the bar. At the barn.
At the barn. Whoa.
Uh-oh.
You're back to the Bambi sexuality, aren't you?
Take a horse to the bar.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him fuck you.
Oh, man, last night that brought him an old man. She was a pig.
We were over at the Kumi complex, and the 14-year-old wrote a desperation number. It was 911.
Now, regardless, I'm always legal here.
Absolutely.
Always.
You're more of a rogue.
Believe me.
All right. Bumper to bumper. Vagina to vagina. Generally used in reference to two lesbians engaging in sex or dancing, etc. Occasionally used... What?
That's a good one. Bumper to bumper.
Bumper to bumper.
Yeah. We're educating you. Occasionally used in referring to gay men or heterosexual couples. Joe Curry spent the afternoon. Joe Curry spent the afternoon with Jen and Becky, but as usual, came to the show in a pissy mood because he was stuck behind bumper to bumper traffic with no relief in sight. You gotta use your pals and everything.
Doesn't bumper to bumper sound like it would be butt to butt?
I guess. You know what? I always just picture the things together.
The things together.
Me and my daughter are going to have a great talk.
Yeah, really.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
I'm going to ask her what she calls them.
Yeah, well.
Lummoxes.
Yes.
Did that lummox touch you?
I was lummoxing, Daddy.
All right. Funch. I love this one. A quick sexual encounter performed at lunchtime.
Yes.
Melissa had a great funch, but unfortunately left cheese doodle dust in Dorothy's shag rug.
Oh, wow. Cheese doodle dust. Oh.
My final one, and then you guys can take over.
Oh, God.
Johnson Bar. A dildo. The two female law students removed their legal briefs and passed the Johnson Bar.
I love that word, though.
Johnson Bar.
Well, I'm getting the king's approval on that.
I like Johnson Bar. That's a
good one.
Yeah, I drink down there on the weekends.
But it sounds like something you have in a truck. Get that Johnson Bar. A goddamn load shift.
Have you seen half the lesbians? They drive the
truck.
Yeah.
There actually is something called the Johnson Bar that's used. It's a bar, a little wedge thing with a stick with two wheels on it,
right.
And you put it under pallets and whatnot, and push it around. Well, the Johnson Bar.
No.
Where?
Wow.
No, I know that.
Yeah, they're a Johnson Bar.
Wow. If anybody needs that size.
And that, boys and girls, is bringing down a bit.
Facts. Old literal land.
Facts getting in the way.
I'm glad you're bringing that shit to the free show and not the one people are paying a subscription for. You don't want to do that during contract negotiations.
It's where I do my weeding.
Clearly. Somebody get some weed killer. Yeah. Why don't you go out and have some fucking funch?
I would love to.
And the other gets all fucking factual. Thanks, AV high school kid.
Johnson Bar.
It sounds like
a
Snickers.
Pick one up at Granger if you want.
It sounds like Snickers.
He completely. Yeah.
Oh, I'd like a Johnson Bar at funch time.
Gives you more energy.
Yeah, I bet.
All right, so those are my terms. I know there's more. I didn't get to them all. What do you
think? Oh, I have the next bunch. one's called Janie.
Who?
J-A-N-E-Y.
Okay.
You better vajazzle that. You don't want to be a plain Janie.
Vajazzle?
You never heard of vajazzling?
Is that where you bedazzle your vagina?
Yeah.
You throw sprinkles and shit on it.
No.
Why do you fucking know that? You don't know current events, but you know about bedazzling a pussy. What the hell's wrong with you?
Oh, I heard
of you. You wanted to talk about 50 Shades of Grey a couple of weeks ago and bedazzling a vagina. Why don't you just come out of the closet, you lummox, you?
I read that in Maxim magazine.
Yes.
When they were interviewing Jennifer Love Hewitt.
That's right.
She likes to put that stuff all over.
I don't know what's worse, that you know vajazzling or you read Maxim magazine.
Maxim magazine is good.
It is good.
Good, you guys share the same fucking
Sorry,
literature.
What do you read, highlights?
No, I read fucking books. I read books too. Which ones?
I'm finishing up a book on Colin Powell. I just read a book on the Bush administration.
I read the Republican Parade.
I read about Patton. War.
Art of fucking war every time you hit the stage.
So anyway, what?
No, Joe wanted to hear what silence sounded like. He wanted to remember his gig from last weekend.
No, the stink bomb you just made right now.
Not really. Oh, not really, okay. Joe. Was a sad.
You're going to try to sell that bit that it worked.
It worked better than your comeback.
Ugh.
Why don't you just go bejazzle yourself, stupid?
Oh.
No, he was bejazzling.
And will you stop scratching your balls on the console?
Well, that's
scratching my
balls.
His
balls are all the way down to his knees, then I have.
You want like an 85-year-old balls? I'm not fucking you, stupid.
Balls under the table.
Why are you focusing on my balls?
Because
do you want to bedazzle my balls?
You might have to. Throw some golden bond powder on there or whatever the hell it's called.
My hand is on my neck. Golden bond powder. Snagging on fish, but the victims refused to press charges. Okay.
They're all not going to be hits.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, moving along.
Please.
Quickly. This one's called Daddle.
All right. After is that when your dad diddles you?
I was thinking that's a little too damn close. I'm not going to ever use that term ever.
I got daddled. Don't press charges.
I should be saying what they really mean.
Yeah, that's what you're an ass. It's full of a setup. It's full of a dictionary term. You give what this really means. Holy shit!
Setup punch. Setup punch.
Give me your most retarded interns and let me do a show with them. I can achieve mediocrity if you give me that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
All she knows is callbacks.
I don't know setups. I'll punch.
No setups.
All punchlines.
Just give us your mediocre punchlines. That's all we can think of.
Okay.
What is it? Pippin' a Bayonet. Put Velcro on the ceiling. The guy keeps burying him. Five if you slice him thin enough.
Oh, wow.
Pip out the barrel. Have you been able to move all your hoarding shit in there yet? It's going to be a tight squeeze with all that shit. Here, let me take your stupid cutting board that you brought.
Wait a minute, there's somebody else's bloody fingernail inside this barrel. Oh, it's Joe's.
Yeah.
Trying to claw out.
Okay.
Hey, look at this. Here's a keyboard that doesn't play right. Yep, that's Joe's.
My keyboard played fine that night.
I couldn't hear it.
Oh.
All right. Anyway, all right. Now, Pip, try to do the bit properly.
Okay, let me try again. daddle, what it actually means is to engage in lesbian sex in a face-to-face position.
Yeah.
Okay. So, daddle. After we finish.
Yeah, what do you mean I do it? You're in front, you're doing it like this.
Face-to-face?
Yeah, face-to-face.
I thought that was like missionary for girls, but then there's nothing really...
No, they're not on top of each other. They're laying down next to each other, or standing, and you...
Oh, looking at it. When I heard that, I pictured, you know... Like,
they're on top of each other. No, there's
like we have two extension cords, and it's the both ends that don't go together. What the fuck is it?
I guess it could be. Well, it's face to face. It's daddle. It sort of sounds like straddle. It sort of sounds like somebody would be like straddling somebody.
Now, Pip, let me stop you right here. Do you understand how the bit works when you do it properly now?
Yes, I get it now.
You know, we had to do remedial bullshit with you.
Yep. You have to get back to Math 101. All right, so daddle, after we finish eating fiddle faddle, let's grab the paddle and go upstairs to daddle.
Thank you, Jeff. Rapper.
All right. Anyway, there's one called Gillette Blade. It means a bisexual woman. So I said, that Gillette Blade cuts both ways.
All right.
All right, wait, I'm trying to figure out why they would call it. You know what? Like a gay blade? Like a Gillette blade? Like a Jill?
Would it be a Lady Gillette?
Maybe a Lady Gillette. It's really hard to look at these and try to figure out where the hell it came from, you know?
And I've never heard these before.
Because you're not a lesbian.
Only in the lesbian.
You don't know the lesbian slang.
You're not hanging out at the lesbian bars with Joe anymore?
I guess not. I should.
Yeah, maybe.
Joe used to be a lumberjack. He has the attire. Joe, bring your best flannel. We're going out.
This one says Luke, like L-U-K-E.
I'm not your father. No, you're my bitch, Luke.
Oh, damn, I wish I thought about that.
Well, you didn't.
I didn't. It's called
that's when you diddle a girl with your mechanical hand.
I thought that's when you diddle a girl. She goes, hey, I didn't think you had a lightsaber.
Or you just had a cold hand. You call it cold hand Luke.
That's when you get off when the girl does it and you go, use the force.
I'm glad you have a vagina, Luke.
These are not the vaginas we were looking for.
Yogos as fucking lightsabers.
Don't cross the street.
Also, you're...
Yes,
I bridge too far.
We knew that. Or somebody was ending it up.
Yeah, anyway,
All right, so Luke, what it means in lesbian is the coital fluid in a woman.
What?
I know.
Her cum?
I guess. Lubrication?
The wet.
I'm on the Luke.
Yeah,
she looked all over me. That looking, leaking bitch.
Oh, man.
This is the first time I made her Luke. I guess it was a fluke.
Oh, God. God.
I like to lap Luke.
when you make an Asian do it, it's a gook Luke. Wow! I'm sorry, really? We just did 45 minutes on the death of my people, really?
I know.
I want to apologize to the Chin community.
Oh, God.
Sorry, they don't understand. What?
They don't understand.
You know what, the only way to make them, you get a bunch of things they could want, you just circle it and give it to them.
Oh, man. Okay.
Give us your usage.
All right, my usage. Oh, baby, you get my tank all full of Luke oil.
I'm gonna get sued.
Okay, the next one is called Missionary Work. It says, an attempt by a gay man...
Look at this one. At least understand this with missionary.
In the chat room, they're calling you Professor Anthony for...
the Johnson bar.
Yes, for filling us in on some of the finer points. What it really means is an attempt by a gay man or a lesbian to seduce a straight person of the same sex. That kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
So you're trying to convert them to the other team.
How often does that work?
Probably never.
You need a lot of these.
Yeah, he sure did.
He's pointing to Bud Light.
Yes.
Everything like that.
Well, the best time for missionary work is 15 minutes before closing time or at the camping gear department at Modell's.
Gotta go to Moe's.
Or the field hockey section.
Maybe I shouldn't let them rate anyone. You're going to
gonna save this fucking bitch, Joe, when she's done.
The last one is hold a bowling ball.
All right.
To sexually stimulate another woman by rubbing the thumb and forefinger simultaneously on her clitoris and anus.
Oh.
And
that's a good one.
And my sentence for this
that's
is
a good one.
Whoever came up with this lesbian term, holding a bowling ball, is a pretty poor excuse for a lesbian because she does not know how to actually hold a bowling ball.
No, two fingers.
I mean, what kind of lesbian are you? You know what? It's not this.
Everyone knows it's two in the pink, one in the stink.
Hey, well, you can... A bowling ball is three.
By the way, buy him a fucking case for saving that.
go for the trifecta. You got three fingers.
You were going down like a girl trying to do some missionary work.
That's a shocker.
Where's the lip by?
Oh, that's a shocker. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
There it is.
There's the funny. It's like iron ore. You got a mine for it.
Great. All right, you do yours.
Well, Joe, she's in the barrel. Let's see if we can keep her there or if you're going to make her go scooch over.
All right. Cantonese groin. The term appears in medieval novel describing a plant used in China for this purpose. Thick in the bush, we found some Cantonese groin.
Thick.
Dishonorable discharge.
Oh, boy.
To masturbate at home after unsuccessfully going out in search of a sex partner.
Who hasn't been there?
Right. After four bars, 12 wine spritzes, and four dead ends, it was time for the Hitachi and a dishonorable discharge.
Hitachi?
Hitachi. It's a
vibrator. Oh, thank you.
Like, well, she doesn't know.
I really didn't know.
Oh, I never heard of this before.
No, I didn't.
Does it use batteries or is it electric?
I don't know.
Jumper cables?
No. Get up, you clit. Clear. Make that clit dance.
Jumper cables.
Her vagina is alive like Frankenstein. There's parts from all different bodies in there.
Make sure it's tight on the one lip. You gotta...
Wow.
That positive, retinal, labia on the positive.
This bitch won't turn over.
Where's the ground?
How many times you walked away from a clip, though, looked at me and go, all right, check the time, call it.
Wow.
Never.
Very good.
Molly Dyke. The more passive woman.
Molly Dyke?
Molly Dyke.
Is she a southern dyke like Molly Hatchet?
No.
I'm wearing a little bit of pussy in
them. Wow.
Molly Dyke.
Once again, we're much funnier at the end of the show.
That's right, because the beer's kicked in. Molly Dyke. The more passive woman in a lesbian relationship for the gays on. Molly Dyke. Molly Dyke. It's the pussy we make you like.
Wait.
Oh.
That's a girl that won't go down. The unsinkable Molly Dyke.
Can't go down with two dildos in her.
That's a great fucking term. That's
great.
The unsinkable Molly Dyke.
Wow.
I think she sprung a leak of Luke.
Well... We saw a big Luke slick in my water.
Luke.
Well, she's going down. I guess this desperation number paid off. SOS at 911. Stay down, you whore.
All right, slacks.
All right. All right, class.
Yes.
Enough of those shenanigans. Professor Curry is back in session.
Yes, right. Slacks.
A
lesbian. The term is now considered obsolete.
Much like our show.
I would love to get myself into a pair of slacks.
A pair of
slacks?
You couldn't handle
that. I'd give it a shot.
Give it a Luke.
Give it a Luke.
Give it the old college try.
Maybe you could meet her for a funch.
I love this next one.
Tit King.
Oh.
A lesbian attracted to women with large breasts. Joan, not sure of her sexuality, found herself somehow attracted to women with large breasts and did not know how to control her urges. She felt like a Tit King time bomb.
A Tit King time bomb. Wait a minute. I think we ordered that the other night when we got Chinese.
The Tit King
time bomb.
Sounds like a strip joint in a Chinese joint. Tit King! Welcome, Tit King! 5 minutes! 5 minutes! Tit King!
Tit King. I have a wet dream!
Free at last! Free at last! My Luke is free at
They can daddle on their funch.
Ah, have a dream.
I've reached, I've seen the promised land, and it smells like trout.
They're kissing fish.
Well, Lyndon Johnson Barr will help us move on and overcome.
Favorite food of the Tin King, the Cantonese groin.
Delicious.
And last but not least, number 20, Muffer, a woman who muffs from up dives. Sue was a real muffer fucker.
Muffer fucker. Nice.
I never heard that one, though.
No, I like it.
We're here
I love to make lesbian fucking jokes and be judged. It's like, like I'm in the fucking tribunal. It's the lesbian joke tribunal.
Yes. I don't know if that's dykey enough.
Yeah, 100%.
Wow.
All right. Yeah, and listen, if it makes you feel better, you're way better than Pip.
Oh, God, great.
Should have closed with Tip King.
Molly might be unsinkable. Molly might be unsinkable, but Pip's not.
Hey, I don't feel bad. Slacks, I had a fucking improv because I forgot to write that down. I felt like you were in school when you had to read aloud. I read page 4 to 5. I'm like, fuck, what am I number 5? Oh, fuck.
Okay, a Tit King. A Tit King is
Joe, number 16. Slacks, a lesbian.
The answer is 47.
47. Well, it was lesbian slang word.
It was. Okay, moving along.
Ooh, time for another beer.
Oh, yay. Drinking.
Do you want to do the Gay and Lesbian Brewery, or you want to call Flory? I guess let's do the Gay and Lesbian Brewery.
And we'll
it goes together. All
right. Joe, why don't you tell us what that's about?
Okie dokie. There is a Gay Lesbian Brewery. That's the way we start. it's the Hillcrest Brewing Company, world's first LGBT. That's Leslie and Gay. A lot of girls, Leslie, in that joint. How the fuck do you know? Now I'm a son Leslie again, stupid.
I'm the stupid one. You're the one who can't read.
You just wrecked him. You just railed my train.
Did you just say rectum?
No.
Rectum, I hardly knew it.
But it's world's first lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender brewery.
They got no.
Brewery.
They fit everything in there.
Okay, big business brewers have begun paying more attention to the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender customers. And a beer targeted at gay consumption was released last year in Mexico. But next week, the alcoholic beverage is going to take a big step out of the closet. See what they did there? The Hillcrest Brewing Company, which is being touted as the world's first out and proud lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans.
Just say LGBT.
LGBT brewery. We'll be opening in San Diego's vibrant, vibrant Hillcrest neighborhood next week.
Wow.
The Hillcrest Brewery, HBC for short, because I'm going to be using Manhattan as oil control. I'm a dumb motherfucker, aren't I? We'll be serving homemade microbrews, probably using a lot. They're going to have a lot of yeast from the lesbians on tap, as well as a rotating selection from other local microbreweries and wine. The grains and grapes will be paired with specialty pizzas baked in the brewery's double-lined stone oven.
Joe, are you going to read the whole thing? Maybe you can summarize it.
All right. There's a lesbian brewery out there. You asked me to read it.
No, I didn't ask you to read it.
Wait, he said to read it.
Did I? No. You know what? I don't remember exact words
to
use, but...
Sparkle balls is getting all antsy. All right.
Sparkle balls?
That's my board game. Here comes Sparkle Balls. He's all ready to tweedle in. Sparkle balls would do. We'd walk in on his tippy toes.
Absolutely.
Sparkle ball. That's sparkle ball.
Pirouette.
Little midgets would be dancing underneath my little sparkle balls. I will survive. Oh, yeah.
Getting an image.
But not if you bite. Come on, behave, you little fuckers. Be like.
I'm getting a picture of the year. Remember that old Fleetwood Mac album cover?
We have to get Larry to help. Larry, you don't have to lick the ball. Just dance under
Larry DeFelice thrown under the balls.
Wow.
You know what it's like to walk into the studio and hear, Larry, you don't have to lick the balls. You just got to dance under.
It's like the last compound party.
What context could that possibly be?
Andy, I told you, if you want to go in the hot tub, Larry, you lick the ball.
Welcome to the non sequitur hour.
Oh, this is
the,
you didn't bring potato salad. This is the punishment. Lick the ball.
Stop at the deli, too. Stop at the deli.
Bullshit.
gotta stop the deli.
He didn't even shave this shit.
Gotta stop the deli.
I would have gotten him the German potato salad. He probably would have liked that better.
Wow.
Well, yes, we make everything filthy.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so basically there's this new brewery where you can come, eat, drink, whatever, and it's geared right to lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and transgenders. That's basically it is. What do you think of the idea of, like, marketing something that specific?
Why not? You have a gay bar.
I got very excited about
that. I know.
Why
not?
But it's a good idea because you got a lot of gay bars, the people, you know, and you gotta have a brewery. You know, there's a lot of craft breweries, so why don't you have a craft brewery that caters to gays?
Wait, but would that, like, as a straight guy, pretend? Would you go into one?
No.
Well, then you're limited. Then it's not good marketing.
No, it is. It's a nice niche market that's not being catered to.
Once you open,
yeah, but gays will go anywhere.
No, that's not necessarily true.
I speak for the gay community.
Let me tell you, if you open,
there's no bar, hole, or crevice that they haven't been in.
You open it in a gay area.
Yeah. Yeah.
You open it like at Christopher Street in the city, or somewhere in San Francisco, or wherever they
go. Joe, what are your favorite haunts? You seem to know a lot about this.
Well, you almost. I'm doing a gig one time, right? I get the load of this.
Only thing. One time. They never ask him back.
So I go. He gives me his address in the city. He goes, yeah, I booked you to do this gig. So I walk into.
I walk into this
bar, and there's a guy with no shirt on sweeping up.
Oh.
And I go, well, it must be hot. So I go,
When's
the show start? Oh, the show starts in about an hour and a half. So I go get a slice of pizza, and I get on the phone with him, and I go, you sent me to a doot to do joint because it's
so.
What's a
doot
to do joint?
It's a bag joint. So anyway, I
go. Oh!
Thanks, Joe.
A gay joint to our gay friends. But anyway, so I go back, and I go, there's another guy there with no shirt on, and I go, yeah, I'm here from the comedy show. He goes, comedy show? You're in the cock. And I go, well, it beats the other way around. The next block over.
The cock?
The place was called the cock, yeah.
Boy, wow. They don't mince words when they name those places.
But the thing is, with the whole gay community, sometimes, you know, you get a feeling that they're not welcome. I was not welcome in the cock. I was not welcome.
But the cock was welcoming you.
I felt very uneasy in the cock.
I think you took that upon yourself, Joe.
No.
I'm sure the cock was happy to have you.
No, I don't think it
was. The cock probably looked at you as a bear.
I don't know.
You would be a bear, Joe.
But I did not feel welcome in the cock. I had to go somewhere.
Maybe because they thought you were judging them.
I was not judging them. I just wanted a show spot.
You should take so, hey, Bella, want some of this?
You see me with my shirt off? The gay is the gay man.
You want some curdled milk out of this tit, Bella?
Oh, man. No, actually, you do well with the bears. As a bear. Yeah, you would. Yeah, you would.
All right.
Snuggling.
Well, I guess
beard rubbing.
I guess George just figured out how he's going to finally play San Francisco.
When my husband and I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, my brother had booked
Rock and Roll.
Hotel.
Rock and Roll.
The Johnny Ray's Hall of Fame.
If Johnny Ray's could just go there, his whole body would be covered in tattoos.
My brother had booked us the hotel in Cleveland, and there's nothing to do at night because we talked about this before.
Not much to do during the day either, apparently.
No, tumbleweeds rolling through the town. Yeah. So when we first got there, we noticed that there was a strange group of people standing in front of the hotel, and they were dressed in different costumes. Or there seemed to be a lot of people in like sailor outfits.
I don't think there's a dock here.
I don't think it's Fleet Week.
It's a Fleet Week in Cleveland. We were really confused, but there didn't seem to be like regulation outfits.
Regulation. Those trousers seem a little too snug.
Yeah. There's no ass on those trousers.
Well, there really have been budget cutbacks. They can't afford the ass anymore.
Saltwater will eat that ass right out.
We got into the place and we started noticing
saltwater will eat the ass out.
Oh, man!
That saltwater's voracious, Joe.
Saltwater was about to perform when you showed up at the cock.
Old Sparkable shows up. Oh, the ass has already been eaten out. I'm out of here.
Salty stuff on the back. Salty stuff shot in the front.
This is not my crowd. It smells like Funch in here.
Everyone in this bar loves semen.
Hello.
Yeah, you gotta do the semen, Joe.
Yeah,
absolutely do.
The law.
Yes.
It's the semen law, 5-1.
We were joking.
We all got fucked by a yellow submarine.
We were joking with a bunch of people that were standing out there, and then they were getting into this little bus and going.
Of course they were.
And we were like,
because they weren't gay, they were retarded.
No, they totally looked like the village people climbing into this little bus and then all going away.
But they were all dressed as sailors?
Some of them were sailors. There were all kinds of outfits
going on.
They're
retarded village people. YCMR!
YCMR!
In the gravy! In the gravy!
Wild Village.
Aha! You got what? You see, I've got the Village. Oh, no, next story, please.
What?
No, you backtrack.
I said I have the Village People's Greatest Hits.
Really?
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, if it's good enough for Yankee Stadium, it's good enough for me.
Oh, and that's just...
Abdomen hitting off the ass. Balls hitting off the nose. The greatest hit.
That just blows my mind.
Watch, this biker fucks Indian.
Yeah, very diverse crowd.
We took your land, but you're getting my cock.
We've come all over. We've come from the land, the sea, rode here on a Harley. And what did we want? What? Cock. We're united in cock.
The united cocks of America.
Dun, dun, dun.
Probably they're united
in
fact,
we trust. Wow, this has been completely offensive.
Yeah.
Remember when we were doing a gentle show about the Nazis?
Oh, yes, that was nice.
I just want to apologize the way, you know, we offended the Chinese, and I don't want to offend the gay community, so you cocksuckers don't, you know, sorry about that.
Show's got disclaimers ready to roll.
How many other groups do we get to offend because you have a disclaimer ready?
Joe Disclaimer Curry. Do you use those at the end of your act?
No, I like this thing and they have a follow gay voice. I'm over here. Sorry.
Marco Polo.
Marco.
Oh,
you found me.
Oh.
Paul.
I just want to say one thing. You guys cannot bust my balls for doing this because I just throw it out. You follow right behind me.
Isn't that the way you want to show?
Well, anyway, Cleveland turned out.
She's still fucking telling the story.
Yeah,
it was a leather S&M convention.
A leather S&M.
And so we're walking around through this hotel the whole time we were there, and we're seeing assless chaps go by, and guys that look like girls at breakfast. It was very surreal.
Excuse me, do you know where the elevator is?
It's down the
hall!
Assless chaps convention.
Yeah, pretty much
they
was.
Can't even sit in the lobby of the hotel.
Oh, they were everywhere. There were asses hanging out everywhere.
I'll tell you one thing. If you're gonna, you better wipe a lot if you're going to be part of that convention.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah,
can't really. Be Mr. Stinky Tush.
Guys, just ringing the fucking bell, the bell at the desk with his dick. With his turgid, twitching cock.
Ding, ding,
turgid
ding,
ding.
Twitching
I need a room. Ding, ding, ding. No, I need a room. Ding, 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 ding.
Hands on.
Anybody? Yeah. Somebody? Ding, ding, ding.
Boy, I'm going to need a hand with this.
Boy, grab my bed. Oh, we finally used it. 25 years, we finally used that fucking joke.
Grab my bag.
Well, most of your jokes, they're from 25 years ago.
June 19th, 2012, we finally used that joke.
Boy, grab my bag.
No, sorry.
Wow, that
this show is almost worth it now.
That joke had an expiration date. Yeah. Oh man, I can't fucking talk. Oh, God.
Better that way.
Nice.
Barrels.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. So you guys like the idea?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know. I think I see what you're saying. I still think it segregates. But whatever.
Well, no, it's not. Like segregating is that the straight people can't go in there.
Yeah.
But you said you wouldn't go in there.
That's my choice.
Oh.
Right.
Which, maybe they have, what happens if they have the best beer in town?
I would go in there. I would
and run. I would go in there and walk with my ass against the wall.
Well, have you ever gone to a gay bar? I went into that one place.
Oh, boy. Here he goes. By accident.
No. I was in there for 3 hours.
What happened was there was a bar that did comedy. And I went to go in there to see if I could get a spot.
Good, evil.
And,
what? No, nothing.
And I go in there to see if I can get a spot.
Sure.
And I'm sitting there waiting.
Joe will do anything for 5 minutes.
Oh, I will. I'm sitting there waiting for a spot, and there's these two guys sitting next to each other, and they start kissing. And I'm like, uh-oh.
That's a funny act.
Yeah. And I'm like, holy cow, I'm at a gay bar. Holy smoke. So I just asked, do you have a comedy show? I think we're having it next month. All right, well, have a nice day. Now I'm walking out of it. Now I'm self-conscious because I'm walking out of a gay bar.
What will the gays think?
Yeah.
You see everyone you've ever known walking coincidentally down the street that day.
Yes. Ex-girlfriends.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Oh, I knew it.
That explains a lot.
We always thought. Look, I'm a comic. I'm trying to. You're not that funny. You know what you're in there for.
Well, come up with a better excuse, Momo.
Your act sucked, now you do, okay?
Oh! Nice!
I like this version of Joe where he beats up himself so we don't
have to.
I know. Look, he's bruising himself.
That's right.
Joe's bruised.
Cut out the
like he's been rammed by a cock that was one size too big.
Cut out the middle man.
No, cut him unless he wants to be cut.
Right. Sorry.
was your question about no, it's segregating. No, it's not. Have you ever seen?
Can't believe we're getting back to my question.
Yeah, it's just it's marketing. You know, have you never seen? No, it is.
Market.
It is marketing. Did you ever see a
you want to sit on my Facebook?
What?
Really? Really?
Really?
Really?
Really?
No, have you
really? You want to go back to your list of lesbian terms?
Let
stupid?
Me tell you something. That wouldn't hold a candle to that. That would knock a buzzard off a shit wagon. Let me tell you.
Now, buzzard off a shit wagon was fucking funny. Of course, we had to get through 15 minutes of bullshit, but that was funny. Holy shit, that's got to stick.
That buzzard's very shitty. I can't believe you left that shit wagon. That joke was terrible. Buzzards never leave shit wagons. Buzzard's been circling around this wagon for hours. That joke made him fly right away. That is an awful joke. All right. I would climb into the barrel, but Pip's still living there.
Help me. Help me.
Here, have a buzzard.
What's that about putting the lotion on or I get the hose again? What was that?
So let me ask you, instead of like Clydesdale, would their mascot be like unicorns?
Yeah. No, a brewery. Because you know how Budweiser has like...
Oh, I'm sorry, I totally missed you.
Wow.
Oh, I get it, I get it.
So more, do you want to fucking... You might be doing the rest of your show from the fucking barrel.
I'm just
going to get that barrel out of the way with this Johnson.
I saw the funniest thing that they speak in a Washington.
There's a segue.
Speaking of horses, can you just tell it?
There's a farm by my house, and there's a horse that hangs out there in the barnyard.
Hey, there's a just chilling.
It's like Fonzie.
Came to pick up a couple of them ponies.
No, he lives there. Yeah,
is he a hobby horse?
No, it's the farm there.
Right?
Is that
a farm?
You know, yeah. And he's got an itchy asshole. He's got his ass against the fence post.
Joe's like, here, I'll get that for you. Let me handle that for you, Mr. Ed.
Oh, he's like, his ass right up his asshole. Right up his
ass. Just his ass
wiggling his arm. That's the funniest thing.
You're fucking scanning and watching all fucking horse fucking.
I'm on a light, stupid. I couldn't go any quick. I watched the horse.
Yeah, but it'll change three times before you move.
I'm like, I'm back there with fucking oats the next day.
Do it again. Do it again.
And a gallon pail of preparation A.
Who's my black beauty? Do it again.
A giant carrot.
Oh, God. Let me get splinters in his ass. Now.
Don't worry, there'll be a fella like you to get him out.
Oh, shit. Anyway.
Bitch, them dumb hands, they can't scratch, they can do shit.
No.
Metal on them.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anywho.
Anyway.
All right.
That's the story. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we got the story. I'm just thinking of slogans from Hillcrest Microbrewery. Finally, a beer as fruity as you.
I like that.
Then other beers would jump on the wagon. Miller, if you've got the time, we've got the rear.
If you're queer, we've got your beer. Short and sweet.
Yeah.
Hillcrest Microbrewery. Our light beer is not only light on calories, but light in the loafers, too.
Schaefer beer to fight back. When Schaefer beer, when you're swallowing more than one.
Schaefer, the right beer to swallow.
Hillcrest beer, from top to bottom, you'll enjoy every last drop.
To counter that, Bud Light in the loafers.
Hillcrest Microbrewery, proud sponsor, professional women's softball.
That's nice.
Hillcrest Brewery, get it in the wide mouth. His name's Bill.
Hillcrest Brewery, lesbian beer. You'll dive right into it. Dive right into the taste.
Yeah. So when are you going to put an add-on for that barrel?
Nothing better than a joke on a comma.
A comma, a chuckle, and a continuation.
A semicolon.
I know you guys are going to laugh at this horse shit, but I'm going to plow. Maybe Joe will take us on a detour with another horse's ass joke.
Oh, come on. I got to film
that. That was funny, though. Yeah, film it. We'll show it up on the big screen. Go on.
Usually I don't swallow, but when I do, I swallow Dos Equis.
Wow.
Hillcrest Microbrewery. Our beer is as good in the brew pub as it is in the closet.
Oh.
See, I try to use things that they can
clever ones.
I don't go for the easy shit.
I do.
And I know you've made a career out of it. Maybe I'll go that route. This one isn't working.
Okay, good.
I guess that concludes the fun of that bit.
Yeah.
We need like a bell to go off when a bit is over.
Oh, good lord.
You get one of those factory whistles. Start punching out.
Clink. Such time.
Joke's over. See you tomorrow.
So, Joe, what light again was that horse at for next week's show? So I can get
quarter of a cubit. The plane's rolling.
The horse will be appearing this weekend. Scratching it as.
At the brokerage, governors. Oh, Curry's off this week, I guess.
Someone's merch. Or my post.
Club's called the fence post.
Yeah, the fence post.
I buy their horse's merch.
Yeah.
But they have all sizes.
Hilarious shirt.
It's just a horse's ass and a picture of Joe on it.
So hoof it on over.
Huddle.
So you're saying a redundant shirt.
They sell Preparation H for horse.
Goes on tour, horse and oat. Yeah. I knew that was sticking.
Let me tell you, you've been saving my ass tonight, because when I throw a bob, you just...
I like to pile on, because I know Pip's right below us.
Welcome to my barrel.
Pip, where punctuation doesn't have to fuck up a joke, the writing does.
Oh, wow.
Wow. You had such a good week last week. Glad we got that out of our
system. Yeah, I know. Thank God that's over with, the pressure.
Back to the normal horse shit. Well, speaking of horse shit, let's call Flory.
Right. Everybody get to this station.
All right, it should be.
She usually wakes up around now. We've had a very.
She wakes up around. She's expecting the call for me. Should we try Star 6-7 in or no?
Give it a try. See what happens. When all those numbers, don't you feel like it's going to fuck up if you don't have fast enough?
I want to talk to you. I called you early. You know who this is? Well, I couldn't hear that. That sounded like there was a pillow over your face. Baby, you know who this is? I told you I was going to call you tonight.
Yeah? Are you going to call me?
Flory, this is Davin.
Hello. Are you going to call me back tomorrow?
I'm leaving town in a couple days, but I got great news. Can you talk?
No, I said, are you going to call me back tomorrow?
I won't be able to call you tomorrow, honey. I'm not going to have cell service. I don't know when the next time I'm going to be able to talk to you is. Can you talk now?
I'm sleeping back tomorrow.
That sounds Japanese, honey. I wanted to talk to you about the money. I just got some great news about money. I want to tell you all about it.
What do you want to tell me?
Oh, wait, you're awake now? It's funny how that happens. Are you awake now?
Yeah.
All right, baby, I need you to wake up. I need you to wake up. This is very important for our future. I don't have a lot of time. I'm going on a tour, but I got great news from the cruise ship, and I need you to focus on this. This is big news for us. Are you awake?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you remember I told you I was on that cruise ship?
Yeah.
Baby, come back to me, baby. Think about the money. Come back to me. Wake up. Honey, you there?
Okay.
You're fading on me. Did you take too many Flintstones chewables? Wake up, honey. Baby?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Okay, good. I didn't know because this is important. So remember I told you I did that cruise ship on the Atlantic Ocean well, it went really well. They've given me a bonus. So this week, I'm leaving town for Michigan, and then I'm going to fly to Benin. I know it's very expensive, but I'm going to fly into Kututonu. Wait, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I hear something. I don't know. I shouldn't hear that. Maybe it's one of the kids. Hold on 1 second.
What are you telling me? What are you doing? Are you talking?
I'm not talking to anybody.
Who are you talking to? Are you talking to her again?
I'm not talking to anybody.
You are! You're on the phone with that bitch from Benin!
What are you talking about?
You're talking to that girl, that Glory!
Honey, put down the gun.
No. You're talking to her again! Honey. I told you it was going to happen! If you talk to her anymore, I can't take it anymore!
Baby, put down the gun.
No, I'm not going to! You bastard! You deserve it! You did this! You made me do this! You made me do it! You bastard! You left me!
Oh, God.
I can stop shooting him now. He's dead.
Hey, Pip, why'd you get up?
I didn't know.
I wanted to say something threatening to her, but she didn't.
Oh, I was supposed to threaten her? I'm sorry.
We discussed this.
Oh,
hey,
okay.
Hey, Hans, it's radio.
You know, I don't say you have good aim for somebody still living in a fucking barrel.
Look, I had to shoot up over the edge. I'm sorry.
That was a good idea with the fucking money.
Oh, just to get her.
That was a good one.
She was like, call me tomorrow.
What happened? You just hung up with the gunshot?
Yeah. After the gunshot, I'm like, put down the gun.
Put down the gun.
Now you're just right that you're wounded.
I'm either dead or I might be in a coma. I have
terrible aim.
Yeah, you could write her from prison.
Yeah. I'm wondering what she just happened.
She had no fucking idea.
No, she had no idea
she was
fading
going to get her leg.
Money.
Are you hopped up on the Flintstones chewable?
That's funny. Because I do know it gets a little later when you go east, so.
No, it's five, they're 5 hours ahead of us.
Ahead.
So there are two.
Yeah, so it's
two. Wow.
But we tried calling her earlier.
She does, but this
I guess the hunt was over.
Well, we found her. This is the third time I think we called her, and we got her in the second time.
Right. So she doesn't pick up the first time, she picks up later.
So I think when we
might have been
well. So do you think that played out well? I mean, I think it was all right.
Yeah, I'm afraid she's going to wonder when you get back in touch with her that why. I thought you were dead.
Well, that's why I'm going to lay low for a while.
Hopefully you didn't
I'm either fucking dead and we kill this bit, or I come back out of a coma and Pip's on the run or in jail or something.
You've got to come back in a coma.
I can't come back in a coma, Joe. And that'll be like you doing this show. I need to come out of the coma, stupid. Hey, Flory, I'm in a coma, and I was thinking of you.
I'm dying to see if she answers my email.
Yeah, I have a yak. The yak licked my face and got me out of the coma.
And he itched his asshole on a fence.
The only problem is that $80 I was going to spend on you, I spent on the hospital. I don't have any money anymore.
I never know on the execution of these, because I know radio shows, they like record this shit, and then they edit it to be good.
Yeah, some of them, most times. Yeah.
We don't do any of that shit.
We don't have the technology.
Fly by the seat of your pants.
Well, the assless chaps. Fly by the seat of your assless chaps.
Yeah.
While we're doing this, Joe writes me a note. She talks like she writes.
Dude, she was like, yeah. I'm like, wait, I'm fucking calling you from America and you don't want to talk to me?
I know, calling me tomorrow.
Great
no!
Dangle that fucking cat.
And the cameraman, producer / director is going like, and as a Jew, I immediately knew.
Responds to this
universal
sign language.
Now, see, if only Belzer had just done that, there would have been no controversy whatsoever.
We know what that means. What are you saying? We're all cheap?
I wonder if she bought this horse shit.
I think she did. I mean, it was pretty good.
She's a savage.
Yeah.
She's a savage with internet.
I know. I just picture her sitting around with a bunch of phones around her.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for. Hello. All right, well, that could be the end of this bit.
It could be.
That could be the end.
I think you've got to come out of a car.
Well, I'm not coming back next week. We got to let it lie.
Oh, you got
to.
Yeah.
I'm dying to see if she answers my email. Oh, what she says.
It's a soap opera. 20 years, you still keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, I know. Wait, wait, you come back.
The Dumb and the Restless.
No, it's not him. It's his twin brother.
All my autistic children.
Wait a minute. Do you have a disclaimer ready for the autistic
if
community?
If you noticed though, throughout this thing, I said some pretty horrendous shit
yes.
that never fazes her. It's always right back to the money.
Because she's stupid. And greedy.
Yeah, that's the case.
And she doesn't understand English very well. How does she understand anything in your emails?
Google Translate.
Yeah, I guess so.
Although the shit I'm writing, you realize, I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
And no.
There's no translation for cow shit.
80 you know? American, too, is probably like, fucking looks like a king over there.
Yeah, right?
I'm wondering what happens if you actually do send it. Like, it's worth $80 to just see what she'd do next if you did send her money. That's fucking insane.
Oh, God.
Like, imagine
Are you offering...
I might have to sponsor this.
if you sponsor it, Stupid will come out of the coma and send the money.
Send Western Union.
That's going to be another $20-$30 right there, though.
Because she, like, what happened? Because everybody, you could goof on these people, but no one ever really sends them money and then sends them.
Because they disappear.
Yeah.
You're going to fucking disappear off someone that sent you money?
No.
I think she'll stick around.
Oh, yeah.
I think
she gets
money. You want to do that?
Please tell me. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Listen, if you're dedicated to this, and you got to let us know when, as soon as possible when we're going to be here, because I'll just say it was a fucking flesh wound, and I ran the fuck out. And if you're willing to take the monetary investment.
That's fucking funny.
That's
a flesh wound, I ran the fuck out. It's $80. I ain't paying you. I was taking a gunshot and I cut a check. What do you want out of me?
Here's the thing,
Ann. I took a bullet for you, baby.
I can email you the information that she sent me for Western Union. You just don't read your emails.
I'll just send you a check. And then you do all the fucking...
I have no idea how to use Western Union.
I don't either.
We'll find out.
Because we're a fucking Americans.
I've never fucking had to, send money overseas. What am I, fucking Colombian drug dealer?
Do you really want to do this?
That'd be fun, yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
When you're sure if we're going to be here at the compound, I'll go forward with it.
Yeah.
So if you know in the middle of the week or whatever, because this needs a follow-up.
Never know. You never hear of anyone sending the money and see what happens.
Yeah.
I think it's just kind of
funny. Well, Anthony, do you really ever fucking hear people calling them constantly either?
No.
I mean, going to this type of fucking lengths?
No. Yeah.
Months?
It's like, this boy, she will hound the shit out of you. 80 American?
That's like $1,000.
Should be like,
fuck, I'm calling from my limo.
Yeah.
I mean, if you see it, well, then
we see a yak with a custom fucking car. Yak's wearing sunglasses.
Got a fucking Rolls emblem on its head. Elastic around its head holding it on.
You know, and not for nothing, the idea of actually paying her might have been better before I got shot, stupid.
You'll never know. You're a rich guy. You can get good medical out there.
I'm just throwing money around.
Roll several money.
That yak that you sent is really bejazzled. The yak is bejazzled. You should see the vagina on that yak.
Oh, God.
Pip, your job this week is to find out how we Western Union stuff.
Okay.
That's a good, yeah.
That's your job. You will handle it.
Okay.
So you'll make the check out to her as soon as we find out. And then my story will be, I got shot in the knee.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Nice.
Shot in the knee.
You have lousy aim with that barrel, Missy.
I know. Well, I'm reaching up over the top. What do you want?
And I'm so sorry you had to hear that. Here's the money. I hope it makes up for having to listen to that.
I can do
she's
that.
She's in prison.
Now, I'd already told her. Nah, she'll get out.
Of course she will.
Cage.
She escapes.
Damn, I have a very clean inbox.
Now, the thing is, I told her I had already sent it. But I can say, I can say Pip Helix, Big Pip a Pump. Intervene.
Yes.
Yeah.
She got to stop the payment, which is why I was telling you I couldn't just hand out money like this.
Yeah.
But now she's in jail. Here's the money for the makeup.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah.
But there's also Western Union, which is going to be significant.
Oh,
too.
Of course.
Yeah.
To me, it's a bag of shells.
Yeah, it's Anthony Warbucks.
I'm very curious to see what happens. When you actually send
I know.
Money.
Can I just tell you, from somebody who's doing this, I'm very proud that we actually have something that he thinks is worthy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's willing to cut a check on.
I love fucking with people from Africa.
You found the right show, my friend. I started fucking with this chick from Ghana, but my wife is apparently a big cock blocker. She's not, like, interested to steal me, not you.
Oh,
really.
Okay.
Is like, is,
are you
she's,
real?
Like, afraid to steal me away.
Oh.
Now, this one is not afraid until I'm almost away and everything. This bitch is going to be so groggy. Clearly, I can't respond to her for a while, because we need the go-ahead.
Yep.
So I'm going to say I got injured in the head, I was out for a couple days, and the knee, and the police came.
Yeah.
Right before she offed me.
I'm checking out how much it costs to send something Western Union.
Western Union.
Yeah.
Is
that, you know,
Western Union.
I'm just...
To, what's that wonderful country?
Benin.
Sending to Benin. And here it is.
Benin.
Sending from zip code... I won't tell you.
Buddha.
Sending amount. $80.
80
macaroons. Find options.
All right.
Let's see what happens here.
Let's see what this is.
Oh, okay. Now there's all kinds of options. If you send it in minutes, it's $15.
Uh-huh.
WU Pay, send online 24/7. Pay from your online bank account. Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah. Take whatever you like. It's the honor system. Don't leave me.
You're very trustworthy.
Yes.
I don't think so. Here's. In person, yes.
Yes.
Oh, in person.
Send cash from an agent location. Money can be picked up as cash, available to receiver in minutes. Pay with debit card at participating agents.
Debit card.
No, I don't think so.
No, we just want to hand them cash.
No, that payment option, cash. Okay. Pick up cash at later. It costs $8.50.
Ah, me a bag of shells.
Yes. Well, so there you go.
I thought it was a lot more.
I thought it was a lot more than that.
You thought
it was a lot more.
All right.
No,
90
idea.
Bucks fucking deal.
So when you know the next time we're at the compound,
yeah.
I will come out of my injury.
Yeah.
I will tell her Pippa, Big Pippa Pump's been locked away. I will give Pip Helix the information. She will send the money
in minutes.
That's why she always asks me send now.
Because if you get there right away, she's probably calling you from the friggin' Western Union office.
Well, she ain't calling me from her fucking hut. She's sleeping there. All right. We're taking it to the next level. This is a fucking 2 month bit.
We've got a relationship now with it.
Did you realize the first night when you were mocking me so that we would get so much out of this?
Well, I wouldn't have to cough up any cash because you just kept reading the whole thing.
I was laying the foundation, sir. While you're drinking and hot tubbing, I'm talking to scammers.
It's sturdy.
And while Joe's thinking about drinking and hot tubbing, I'm talking to scammers.
Wait a minute, what's wrong with that picture?
Well, yeah, really.
What am I thinking? It can happen.
No.
You hurt my feeling.
All right, we got 7 minutes. We gotta get the fuck out of here. You wanna do squid sperm?
Squid sperm, yes.
Squid sperm!
Matter of fact, I think you guys talked about that tonight.
I really
yes.
don't want to.
Yes! We talked about that Monday.
Oh.
Well, we weren't at the compound on Monday, mister.
No,
it was actually the radio show, the pain gig.
The what? No, I know, I'm saying, well, that's
yeah.
what we were talking
oh, yeah,
about
yeah.
on Monday, yeah. I know.
Oh, right. Yeah, it was this story is.
It's a 63 year old Korean woman. Eat some parboiled squid, which I don't exactly know what that is.
It's hard-boiled squid.
No, it's parboiled.
Parboiled?
Which is soft-boiled.
Oh, I said hard-boiled.
No, parboiled.
Oh.
Soft-boiled.
So she bites into it, and she feels something.
What over birdie squid?
Yeah. She feels something. She feels something foreign and prickly in her mouth. So she spits out the squid. She goes to the doctor. It turns out that she bit into the squid's sac. And the squid released its little squid spermies.
The sperm sac.
In her mouth. And the little squid, the little baby squiddies are making a home.
See, the squid should have told her when she was going to come.
Yeah.
It's not a
you don't always get that warning.
All right. Are you more reluctant now to eat at a restaurant?
No, first of all, this is some horrid place, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. This shit never you never hear about a rat in the bottle of a McDonald's shake or anything.
Very, very rarely. And I understand that's a chance you got to take.
Really, got to gamble?
But yeah, you're rolling the dice a little. But
yeah.
You don't fucking have a half-cooked squid.
It's like a half-baked show.
Bite it in the sack.
Oh, we have that a lot.
And then bite into it. The sperm sac goes up, and these things look like maggots with hooks on them.
Ah!
and she felt them like in her mouth
moving,
like a stinging thing.
Because they were digging their way in to like make a little home.
The hell
like,
planet is this?
It's like
Jesus.
It's like alien maggots in your mouth.
I would have sued the restaurant.
But that's why.
Of course you would have.
Stop.
No, but any
litigation in Chung Tang Kang.
But any American would have fucking sued.
Oh yeah.
I think you know my lawyer, Mr. Hong Kong.
Mr. Chung Kong.
She would have sued for everything that they were worth.
Oh yeah.
Wait, or she would have gotten signed by Wicked Video and recorded a scene with her and a squid.
Yes. Squid video. Seen a skid smoking a cigarette with 8 cigarettes.
8 fucking chicks getting fisted.
I had a great time tonight.
Coming fucking inks all over her face. Oh, you got your loop all over me.
Wow.
Too much? Now, she's a 63-year-old Korean. She described the sensation as a foreign, prickling feeling. Do you think she's having, like, a flashback to blowing G.I. Joe during the Korean War?
A foreign, prickling
in your mouth? It's always a prickling feeling.
I gotta give it to the squid, though. If I'm about to be eaten, the last thing I want to do is blow the load in some broad. That is the best way to go out. I mean, the squid lived the dream.
The squid was like, ah!
My last breath, I spit my last sperm at thee.
Like, you know what? Like if I was getting eaten by, like, a hot zombie woman, I go, no, hold on, eat my cock. And I and come in her mouth.
Well, so the squid died with his boots on.
Barrel.
What?
It's so cute. She tries.
No, we have
food. It's a little Pip Helix tries her little jokes.
You don't even know what that means.
Nobody did yet. You're by the silence, stupid. See, jokes work best when people know what the fuck you're talking about.
I work on that.
So we've established setup tonight and points of reference tonight.
Hold on.
She's got homework.
Setups, points of reference.
We'll get to punchlines next week.
Right next to Flory talks like she writes.
Don't be a quiz.
So let me ask you, Joe, Anthony, do you respect this woman a lot more because she did not spit or swallow, but instead savored?
She had no fucking clue what was going on.
Yeah.
Horrified all the...
Yeah.
That's not how my dates usually end.
Even like that Kate Barnes had a gun, too.
Don't lead him as much.
Yeah. You're born and swallowed, Shrimp! You swallowed, Shrimp! Come! Bonds! Bonds! Swallow, Shrimp Combination!
Oh my god.
It's a horrible story. She was shocked.
It's probably the nastiest thing
she
I could ever think of.
Yeah.
Squid blow loaded face. That was the headline down there. Squid blow loaded face. Yes.
Ma'am, will you be having the squid bukkake tonight?
Imagine the story the squid has to the other squid. So I'm on the bitch's fork. Next thing you know, she puts me in my mouth. I don't know, it was so fucking erotic. Her lips were so juicy.
Right.
I just fucking lost my shit in her mouth.
Hi, I'm a squid in Korea. I never thought I'd be writing in, but
here's what happened. Dear Aquarium Forum.
No!
It's a night like any other.
I was hanging out. I had my tentacles, but little I did on my testicles was going to be the star of the night.
You know, he's searching the whole ocean trying to find his little squid kids.
Yeah.
looking for a squid with slanty eyes.
Yeah.
It's a slid. It's a slanty slid.
Oh, gosh.
I think we've killed that show.
Beat it like a fucking...
Beat it like the horse that scratches its ass that Joe wants.
Oh, he's a funny horse.
Oh, that horse.
You're a horse's ass, dude. You're a horse's ass. So our last—oh shit, we got drunks in the news. Fuck.
Oh.
Do you want to do the fish story, or save that for another week?
We can go to drunks in the news.
Let's do drunks in the news. I forgot all about drunks in the news.
I forgot all about drunks.
How dare
in the
you?
News.
What did I do? You ruined something.
All right, play the music while I look for this shit.
All right. Well, you know what? going to take a little while for this.
Because I don't want to stay late tonight.
No, I know.
We're trying to wrap this show. We'll get to the fish story next week. It's a whopper.
It takes a while.
Oh, you can. I have to go to the fish story now.
Yes, I did.
Awful. Really? Do we have the music?
It takes a little while.
Much like the squid to get off.
There we go.
Where is it?
Just shuffle the room.
Fuck it. All right.
I think you're doing something
important. I should say fuck it more.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
This week's Benjamin Franklin drunk and drinking term is he's as drunk as a wheelbarrow. I don't even know what the fuck that means. I guess that means somebody picks you up by your feet and you gotta walk home on your hands?
Yes.
Is that not a frat party thing that they do?
Wheelbarrow races.
I've never heard of somebody doing that to somebody drunk before.
Ben Franklin, I'm sure he knows what he's talking about.
I'm sure he does.
He was a father, one of the forefathers.
All right, so we got this family in South Texas. We got a
dead. Yes, sir.
No.
Yes, sir.
Carry on.
So my wayward son. Hudloo! Hudloo!
So we got this family down in South Texas.
Right.
We got a dad, we got a 17-year-old son, we got another son, we got a 17-year-old's girlfriend.
And we got a problem.
They're drinking.
Odd.
Sure. Getting shit-faced.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Have weapons. Guns.